What is it going to take for us to piss you off to the point where you're going to change the station? That's what I need to know.
Shove it.
Anthony.
Boy, it sure is easy to be a fag on this show, isn't it?
That's going to be trouble.
Obi and Anthony.
We've just received a PhD in stupidity.
102.7.
Gays, we'll get into Ricky Martin in a little bit.
Literally, seems like everyone else has. With his new head of one hair. Yeah, flaming homo, hair of shocking white.
She's him, superstition.
She's what?
Black cats and blue dogs. I feel a premonition.
Girl, who are you kidding?
Why are you just pulling your pants down in front of Spaz? Come on!
Living La Vida Homo. Can we see your stuff?
Some problems with the story.
Wow.
You?
Yeah, I was reading it. I'm thinking, red flag.
Well, there's a few red flags here. Now, before we start this, we have no idea whether or not Ricky Martin pounds nails.
I have no idea his sexual persuasion, but we can speculate whatever we please.
We have no clue. He's like a robin and likes to pull worms out of the ground. No idea.
No.
So let's say that right off to the top here.
Well, it seems Ricky Martin spent New Year's Day in Miami Beach.
Okay, that's the first red flag.
Okay. Okay, he's in Miami Beach, and
I'm going to count the red flags.
All right.
Miami Beach, New Year's Eve, 1.
Looking like Goldilocks.
Okay.
He bleached his hair. It's white. It's not bleach.
How many of your pals do you know, Ant?
It's the new bleach in the pump dispenser.
Okay. How many of your pals bleached their hair?
Oh, my God. Let's see. There was,
none. All right, so that's 2.
Yeah, he dyed his hair. People are saying, his representative, his little rep people. He dyed his hair just before Christmas, just for fun.
He said, for a goof. You know, gigging.
Yeah, that's what I do for a good.
You do that.
Sure.
For fun.
For fun, why not?
You don't maybe, I don't know, pop in a PlayStation game up?
Or bang a broad.
Bang a broad. You know, some fun. Maybe go out for a few drinks.
When I'm thinking fun, I'm thinking banging broad.
Sure.
Not dyeing my hair blonde.
Not going to the salon or the little hair care place and having somebody bleach your hair.
Right.
Blonde. For fun.
In,
for fun.
In Miami Beach.
All right, let's see. He'd been on a two-week trip with two friends to India. All right, well, we don't know who these two friends are.
Oh, they went to India?
That's what it said.
That's a surprise because they don't eat meat in India.
All those three do.
All.
So that's three red flags?
Three, yeah.
Okay.
Returned to the United States. He had to spend New Year's Eve in Miami. And I think the jet ski was a Christmas present from someone. So they'd been jet skiing.
They. All right, this
a
is...
A buddy? Let's see. Ricky Martin, accompanied by a buddy and his pet Labrador, sunned themselves...
Hey, wait, I gotta stop you. How long have I known you?
Oh, my God, years now. Like,
how many times have we gone sunning together?
Jeez, can I have a moment to count the amount of times we've spent sunning?
Sunning.
Do you call up your buddy? It's like, hey, Joe, you want to go sunning? Want to do some sunning?
Sunning.
No.
No.
No, we have never sunned.
All right.
That's
they four were red flags.
Sunning themselves before, and listen closely to the way this is phrased, before jumping on a jet ski to tool around the bay.
Okay, listen. That's five red flags. Now, Ant?
Yes.
Once again, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
We've known each other a long time.
Uh-huh.
You love jet skiing.
Opie, I owned my own Sea-Doo watercraft, personal watercraft. The two-seat version, you know?
Sure.
The one with the big seat where somebody can sit on the back.
Right.
If they damn well please.
Correct.
Yeah.
How many times have we gone jet skiing on the same jet ski together?
Never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever.
Ever.
Never.
Never.
Ever,
ever, never. Ever, never.
First of all, what are you gonna hold on to?
Right.
Like the whole gag when you get a girl on the back is there's a handle up front.
Right.
You know? Hold on tight. I'm gonna jump some waves over here. You better hold on.
Sure.
I'm gonna try to blow your bikini top off when I go through this boat wake. You know? Little tricks I just couldn't imagine playing on the Opster, hanging on the back of the jet ski. You know what I mean? It just wasn't going to happen.
Sharing a jet ski.
A jet ski with his buddy. And from the looks, I don't know. They could not have found a more gay picture of this man to put in the Daily News.
Know what's funny about that whole picture, too? Let me take a look. They're having, like, some kind of little fight, too.
It's like a little moment or something, because he seems a little miffed.
Yeah, like Ricky with his, like, cute little blonde hair.
I want to ride the jet ski next, and you sit in the back.
He's pouting, and his friend is kind of, like, behind him, kind of, like, talking to him.
Trying to smooth things over.
Hey, when I'm bummed about the radio show, will we ever find a picture of us like that in the paper?
I don't think that you could ever find a moment like that
right.
With us.
Never.
You're bummed about the show, I'm like, oh, well, I'll go down and get some beer.
Right.
Problem solved. We feel much better about things.
Sure.
No. Let's get Ricky's all pouty. I want to drive. You're always driving. Yeah. Woo!
She's hot.
God, that's funny. Now the abuse is coming in here. Scott, what's going on?
I'm thinking Sandy's loving you now because you must look exactly like Ricky Martin now.
Well, if you remember the time Jon Stewart came in, there was a whole controversy how Sandy wanted you to get a Ricky Martin hairdo.
Right.
I guess he heard it. And well, you can't tell what his hairstyle is like in this because it's been puffed back from the jet ski.
From the jizz.
From the
so, actually, what are we saying about Opie now if he has that bleach blonde hair?
Well, just
he doesn't
say
have bleach
it.
Blonde
just
hair.
Say it. Opie doesn't have bleach blonde hair.
And I didn't have a choice. This is what I was born with. When you start dyeing your hair, bleach blonde.
It's for fun.
Well,
for fun.
I saw you in the Raw magazine. I figured with a little bleach, you could be a baloney smuggler like Ricky.
Oh, give me a break.
I'm just busting you.
All right, Scott. Hey, Don, you're a gay guy?
Yeah.
All right, what's the problem?
I'm wondering why you guys are so homophobic. What does it matter if Ricky Martin's gay?
I'll tell you why it matters. Why isn't he singing songs about guys? Yeah.
Because then his career would be over.
We can't talk about it, but him being silent is fine? He's goofing. I'm offended he's singing about banging chicks.
It's because he has to.
No,
I don't. Career.
I don't care that he's gay, but what I care about.
You guys are ranking on him because he's gay. If you think he's gay,
I'm more ranking on him that he's and we don't know for sure, but I'm ranking on the fact that he's singing about girls and it seems like he doesn't really know much about women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and I have a problem with that. Yes.
Who's going to buy his records if they know he's singing to guys?
Oh, all you gay guys will be so happy that he came out of the closet if he is gay.
Well, I haven't even bought his record. I don't like his music. He's
see?
A nice-looking guy. You have to at least...
Don, honestly, if he is gay, I feel sorry for him, I mean, could you see Ant and I, we want to make it so bad that we're going to sing, if it was popular to sing about guys, all of a sudden we'd put a record out singing about guys, because that's the only way we could, make it? Screw that!
Well, I understand, but it just seems like you're ranking on the poor guy. He's in a tough situation. He's probably got managers and PR people telling him,
I'm laughing. I'm laughing. He's got the worst of both worlds is what he's got. He's probably so happy. You put the camera in front of this guy's face, he flashes that big smile. He's talking about how great everything is, how wonderful, and he's probably miserable.
Because
he can't get the hot beef injection in public because he's got to make it like he likes chicks. And all those crazy Puerto Rican girls jumping around loving him. Ricky, Ricky, come to me. Ricky. They all interview him. When he comes to the garden and stuff, they get the cameras down there by the police lines. Ricky, I just want to say I love you. And please, if you would just come to me, I would be the best thing you ever had. Ricky, please come to me. Ricky, I love you. I would love you. I would give you loving like you never had. Yeah, you would. You don't have a penis. What are you loving like he's never had?
But people like you make it hard. You foster this hatred of
him. No, people like us don't make it hard, but this guy in the picture looks like he wants to...
Oh,
all right, come on. All right, enough.
Do you guys have any gay friends?
Honestly, let me think about that. Gay friends? I don't think so.
I had a homo friend. We talked about that.
I wouldn't have a problem having a gay friend. I have a problem with people being fake.
It's not being fake.
It is.
It's having to hide. Germany, you had to hide you were a Jew.
Well, it's not worth it.
Well, that's
he wants to be that famous that he's going to hide and sing about women.
If you were gay, or one of you were gay, would you be out on the radio and be Gay Anthony and Straight Opie?
Yes. Hi, it's the Gay Anthony Show with Opie.
You honestly believe
Opie and Gay Anthony.
Well, you're on to us. That's why we take so much time off. We're too busy. We can't get out of the bedroom.
No, I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I'd be out because I'd be banging guys all night.
Talking about it.
You'd be biting a pillow. I'd be pulling your hair, Don.
I don't think so. You're not my type.
You're your type. What's your type? Anything with a schween.
See, you guys are crazy.
Oh, come on. We talk about stereotypes and everything else, and then we get to a stereotype that gay guys will screw anything, and you go crazy.
Well, straight guys will screw anything, too.
Because it's guys. But a straight guy has to find a girl. There's the trick. There's the trick, Don. A straight guy has to find a girl. You gay guys, you bump into each other. It's like, hey, you want to screw? Okay. Why not?
Whether he's gay or straight, he has, you know, he's horny.
Yeah, but then you're bumping into another guy who's horny. That's why I'm saying gay guys probably have more sex than straight guys.
And Don, when was the last time you got a piece?
I have a steady relationship for 8.5 years.
Well, congratulations.
And when was the last time you boned?
Saturday.
Pitcher? Catcher?
Yeah, what do you do? Both?
Little of both.
Little of both, huh?
It's the best of both worlds. You shouldn't limit yourself to one or the other.
Best of both worlds, Uranus and Uranus. These are the only worlds involved there.
Come on, guys.
What? You don't think it's funny to... You know something? You gay guys got to figure this out.
Figure what out?
Just because we think it's funny and stuff doesn't mean we hate you and we're on the road to bashing and stuff like that. But you got to admit, to a straight guy... Gay sex is the funniest damn thing ever. Right. Just like, I mean, man ass.
Yeah, how do you look at man ass and go, wow, I want a piece of that.
I need some of that.
That's gayish.
Don,
trust me, there are some women, yeah, you're right. I'll agree with you, but I mean...
But you, like rolling a guy over and looking at that big hairy thing is is better than a woman's snatch?
It's what you are. I mean, I didn't ask to be this way. It's just that I am.
You didn't ask what?
I didn't ask to be this way. It's what I was.
When did you know, Don?
When I was 18.
Yeah?
18. That's when I finally admitted it.
But, I mean, you could look at it like... I really need to understand this, okay? You're at the gym, let's say. You're in the shower, and there's a guy next to you with the hairiest of asses. Right? You honestly get turned on by that?
I don't like Wolfman like guys. There's all different kinds of guys.
He likes the hairless.
Girls. Most, not hairless.
I think most guys have a hairy ass, though, right? Let me check.
Not that I've seen one.
Jesus Christ. Get out of here.
Plus, I've been with the same person for 8.5 years, so I haven't seen one, really.
8.5 years, huh?
Yeah. How long have you been together with your partner?
Oh, too long.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You goof on everybody, but it just seems like...
Well, then
you get these calls from these idiots that listen to you, some of them that are idiots, and they just want to take what you say and then use that as an excuse to hate gay people and bash them.
Oh, hate. See, it's not hate. You're mistaking humor and fun for hatred.
Yeah, Don, I mean, if you're a faithful listener to the show, you don't hear the hate in our voices. I'm sorry.
Don't hate gay people. Think it's some funny-ass crap, though. Think it's some funny stuff, though.
It's real. We're very real on this radio show. We're not going to fake it.
I know you're real.
All right?
But I'm saying some of your listeners interpret what you're saying and use that as an excuse to hate.
Well, we can't worry.
Opie and Anthony are making fun of them. They must be all right. Let's go beat up a few fags.
All right. I have an announcement. Opie and Anthony love gay people.
Yes. We're coming out. We're gay. Gay and loving it, Don.
You guys are funny. I like you guys. I listen to you every day, but...
We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us. We're here. We're queer. We're fabulous. Get used to us.
Welcome both of you to the gay community.
Thank you. With open legs, we welcome you. Thank you, Don.
All right, guys.
Here's the traditional gay greeting.
Hello. Tommy from Staten Island says gay guys don't have hairy asses because the friction of the other fag's stomach rubbing on it makes it disappear. Is that true, Don?
That could be true. Some guys shave their asses.
Go shave your ass.
All right. Well, thank you, Don.
All right, you guys suck.
No. You suck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the setup. I needed one today. All right.
We see your stuff.
easy to entertain us, isn't it?
Like you said, kids, fart equals funny. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 8 or in your 30s. It doesn't matter. Fart equals funny.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
What the hell's going on?
There's a hint.
Opie and Anthony.
Let's realize, everyone, this is not a drill.
FM Talk. Opie and Anthony.
Is this the best radio you guys could come up with?
102.7.
WNAW, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Off to a fine start with the radio show today.
Oh, my goodness.
We are rocking. We are rolling.
Got a fine tune over here.
Having a lot of fun on this fine Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
This is my volume. I saw some trucks on the way in with WOW on the back, Opie. People still participating in the WOWage,
which we greatly appreciate.
Of course.
Whip 'em Out Wednesday, sweeping the country at this point. Every single radio station in America doing some form of it now, Ant.
Yeah. Everywhere. But, Vegas, California.
But we are the originators.
Yes.
Don't they discuss that in our article in Raw Magazine?
Yeah.
I think they do. The January issue.
Yes,
we're in
they
that.
Do. Raw. Oh, what's up, man?
Not much.
How you doing?
Good. Why?
Oh, nothing. I was just a little bummed last night looking for my buddy Adam Ferrara on the night with David Letterman.
Yeah.
And once again, Dave drops the ball and goes on too long with his ridiculously stupid bits and stuff.
Let me tell you something, man. I love Letterman. Grew up watching him. Still love him. Still think he kicks Jay Leno's ass.
Yeah.
But sometimes, man, he's got to just... move on with the show.
Yeah.
And it's not just because Adam Ferrara was supposed to be on last night and he got bumped, you know, bumped, because people get bumped on Letterman all the time. But there were other occasions where there was a funny comedian or somebody you really were looking forward to seeing. Mm-hmm. And he gets bumped because David Letterman has all that psycho battle with Paul Schaefer that goes on way too long, or some stupid on-the-street bit. Boy, let's get a guy chicken soup for 20 minutes when you could have had Adam Ferrara on doing like 7 or 8 minutes of killer stuff for you.
Absolutely. He just goes on and on with the dumbest thing. I mean, if it was anyone, like you said, that you wanted to see, he could have managed his time a little better with that ridiculous chicken soup bit. We'll go to the Stage Deli and get him some chicken soup.
Well, it was his bit, can we see your photos, which is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it wasn't working. It was pouring rain in the city last night when they were filming Letterman.
Yeah.
They go into the Photoshop there. There's no one in the store.
Nah.
The guy behind the counter was boring. So now Dave's going to attempt to make something happen here. He spends 20 minutes going to the Stage Deli, getting the guy chicken soup, bringing it back. It was stupid. And there's Adam Ferrar, our pal, your childhood friend.
In the green room.
In the green room, getting all excited for his national debut, basically. I know he's done a lot of stuff and he's been all over the place, but this is the big
network,
time,
network, television,
this
national.
Is huge. Poor Adam sitting in the green room. He's probably sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. I'm going to be bumped because David Letterman has to get a bowl of soup for this clown.
Got that Rams fag quarterback on, throwing footballs into the wood chipper.
Right. And then Lauren Bacall.
Oh, that tea-slurping old bag.
When was Lauren Bacall important? Like 30 years ago?
Great. She smoked Humphrey Bogart's thing. And
you think she gave him hummers when they were dating and married and all that crap?
Yeah, you got to know it.
Yeah?
They showed a couple of pictures of her. She used to be so high, man. It is just the ravages that are time. Oh. Like, she comes out, she's just like, and then she's trying to be all hot still.
Yeah.
And all sexy with Dave. Like the Golden Girls, there's nothing more disgusting than old women and old men even trying to act sexy. Does anyone find this attractive? When, like, Lauren Bacall is going, oh, my lipstick matches your tie, Dave. And then she's like, puckering up her lips and stuff. And she, like, made some kind of a little sexual advance on Dave at one point on the show. And it was just awful. It was terrible.
Yeah, I agree. So,
what the hell is Rick doing?
It's our megaphone.
It's distracting me.
It's our megaphone from Hooters.
Oh, we got that?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's got a little...
The megaphone from Hooters. We did a whole radio show with this thing.
Keep your mouth, like, backed way off.
Whatever. Well, we are very depressed today. And then stupid Dave is out there on the street still trying to throw footballs. And now, then he gives a stupid plug for Adam's gig that's next week at Governor's.
And he says, Adam Ferrar was supposed to be on, but he just hopped in a cab and drove away.
We don't know where he went.
That's Dave's little comedy way of trying to get past the point that he ran over with his lame-ass bits.
You probably broke Adam's heart yesterday, David.
Where is Adam?
Yeah, we got to get Adam on the phone. He's probably bombing today.
I want to hear from Adam Ferrara what the hell the deal was. What they were telling him, like what happened.
It's not like he could come back tonight. He's a busy man.
Yeah, he's got to go back to California.
I think he said he's going to London or something.
Yeah.
He doesn't have time to wait around for Dave to stop throwing footballs to get him on the damn show.
What the hell is he supposed to do? Just call his parents' house. He's probably at his parents' house.
Yeah.
Letterman is unwatchable now.
Steve, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys?
All right.
Listen, F David Letterman, he's the most unfunniest person on TV. I can't believe that they still have him on there. I think O&A should have their own TV show.
You know, as pissed as I am at Dave today, because we really want to see our buddy do well, I still enjoy his show. I'm not going to lie, but I just wish he would, like, move on with some of this stuff. Man, Adam would have gave him 7 killer minutes last night.
You still think David Letterman's funny?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I'm reading...
This guy is so unfunny.
I'm reading the feedback here. It says, I tried to watch your friend Adam last night, but I could not stay tuned. I used to love Dave's show, but now I can't stay tuned longer than 5 seconds. It's true. It doesn't work anymore. It's not like the old Dave.
Well, between him and Jay Leno, though...
Yeah, well, Leno's just cool.
I'll tell you who the best is. It's Conan.
Conan rocks.
Yeah, Conan's funny.
Conan's almost what Dave used to be
right
when Dave first started.
Well, the last time I remember watching Dave is when I was in college, and he used to make the screen all fuzzy when I was tripping, so. All right, see you later.
Things like monkey cam and stuff?
Yeah.
Dave put the monkey, the camera on top of a monkey's head and let him just run through the studio, and he had monkey cam. God damn, now that was funny.
George, what's up?
What's going on? Yo, I was on Letterman one time, and I got to stick up for him, man.
I'm sticking up.
How long ago?
I still think the show's good.
Last New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Stupid Human Tricks.
Hey, what are you able to do, man?
I can stick out my gut so I look like a pregnant woman. Then I roll a quarter off. It bounces on a table into a glass.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Where the hell are you? I'd like to see that.
I'm in Newark.
Yeah.
I'll come down there, man. I'll show you guys.
Cool.
That's a pretty good trick.
But, I mean, they're going nuts there. They run around like with chickens with their heads cut off throwing a show together every night.
Well.
You guys know. I mean, it's not easy, right?
It's not easy to throw a show together every day.
Well, but
when you got someone like a good comedian, like, throw them on.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. It happens on this show all the time. It's like if we have someone standing by like a Stephen Lynch or an Adam Ferrara or a Jay Moore, Ant and I are going to get the hell out of the way for an afternoon.
Right.
Because we know it's going to help our show. But instead, Dave sits there with bits that are just going nowhere when he could have Adam on.
Yeah, I guess.
6 minutes was all he would have needed. Six lousy minutes. They couldn't have cut up that godforsaken show us your photos bit that went nowhere. Oh, got 6 minutes out of that. Talking with that damn Rams quarterback, who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, a quick little how you doing, let's go outside and throw a football into a wood chip is fine. But who cares?
All right.
We got to try to locate Adam, get him on the phone. See what happened.
He's got to be bumming today.
Because the people are also on the instant feedback saying, what's with Dave saying Adam left?
Yeah.
People think that people take that seriously. Adam didn't leave. I'm sure he was in the green room
praying.
Waiting for his spot.
Praying, hoping, and waiting to be called. Dean on a fax here. What happened to Adam last night? I never watched Letterman, and I stayed up until the end. Then Dave says that Adam walked out. I'm sure that there's an interesting explanation. The explanation is Dave ran too long with everything else.
Yeah.
And he does this all the time, you know? We're pointing it out today because we're really kind of bummed that we didn't see Adam, but there's other times where you're looking forward to seeing someone, and they never make it on the show.
Because you watched 45 minutes of lame-o crap. They didn't even get to Lauren Bacall till after midnight. It's like, oh, my God, what does she have to say? Great, she's doing a Broadway show. Oh, boy. Boy, that's really getting Dave's target audience. You know, he never would have dreamt of having Lauren Bacall on.
Lauren Bacall.
Who cares? You know, you got to treat her like royalty because she's old. That's the only reason. You can't usher her off after, like, 5 minutes.
Right.
Got to bring up, oh, my God, she made movies with Paul Newman. She banged Bogey.
And then she's trying to, I think it was either her or it might have been Letterman, too, talking about how much of a hunk Paul Newman is still.
Man, people are
riveting,
fascinating.
Riveting television last night.
Well, that's like people that are just saying Lauren Bacall is still beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, she's
old.
I guess for an old bag, she looks okay.
An old Betty.
Like if she wasn't Lauren Bacall or you didn't know Lauren Bacall and she was just walking down the street, you would just say, you wouldn't even say anything. She just passed by you, another old lady.
Right.
They showed that picture of her, though. Whoa. Back in the, whatever,
in the
20s.
War.
I don't know when the hell that was.
Yeah, I know.
But she was pretty hot.
All right, Ant. Well, we'll try to get Adam on the phone.
Yeah, I might have his number in my wallet. We'll try to get him on the phone.
We should take a quick break here.
All right.
Good first hour.
All right, we're applauding.
Good first hour. We're on our way here.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
I'm all for violence sometimes.
Anthony. Hey, you guys are a bunch of pussies.
God, I want to punch you in the face.
That'll leave a bruise.
1027.
All right, Ann, we got to interrupt this twofer that is in progress here on the Opie and Anthony show.
Please, don't use the word twofer.
Jane's Addiction, Jane Says, 1027 WNEW. On our phone lines, the man of the hour, everyone. Anthony's childhood friend,
Adam.
Adam Ferrara.
Hey, pal.
Hey, you interrupted a twofer.
Sure.
We don't
bump you for music. See,
see, we thought you were more important than the music. So.
Thank you so much.
But we do have to bump you because I think we have to talk to Phyllis Diller in a few minutes here. So.
Yeah. Funny. We're sorry. Esther Roll went long.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
Well, can I start, Ant, real fast? Yeah. I just got to tell Adam so he'll feel good. Adam, hundreds, hundreds of emails coming in about you and Letterman last night.
Oh.
A bunch of people pissed saying, you know, I haven't watched Letterman in years, but I was going to watch last night just to see Adam Ferrar.
Oh, that's sweet. And I look a lot like Lauren Bacall.
Yeah. Oh, was I pissed.
You know, it was my parents came in right from the island, so it's a big deal because they haven't left the basement now.
Oh, no. Your parents are in the audience?
Yeah, and I walk out. The car takes me around, and my father's standing there under the awning. And he goes, you know what? I never liked her or the husband. Well, it was fun.
And then, you know, they're sitting in the audience, and you don't get to come out.
Yeah.
Look, yeah.
It happens, and you know what I pictured? Opie's face going, well, I hope you don't get bumped. I'm going, first the Green Mile. Now my opinion.
Well, we all know what Letterman does. That's why I said that when you were in here the other day.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You had to be sitting back there. Were you in the green room?
Yeah, no, I was in my little dressing room.
Oh, little dressing room?
There was no jicama on the fruit plate. I walked.
Yeah, and you're sitting there watching Dave's bits at the beginning of the show go to 12:05.
Right.
And you must have just known, like, oh, that's it. It's like Lauren Bacall's coming on. You got to kiss her wrinkled ass for a good 20 minutes.
Nah, I was actually, when they went with the soup, I'm going, just don't forget the napkins. Don't have to go back.
Yeah. When they went for the soup, you must have thought, oh, that's it. I'm done. Now, like that, you know. Can Dave put his ego away for a second?
Why? No, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You're going to put Adam Ferrar on the goddamn show when you say you are. Adam, we understand politics. You don't have to trash Dave. We will. We love the guy, but we are pissed off today. And then what's that at the end of the show? He goes, he hopped in a cab and left.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to him. He was supposed to be on.
His attempt at a little humor there at your expense? Mr. Throw the Football into the Chipper Man.
You know what I feel like right now? I feel like the little poodle that jumps over the bulldog. Senior pals, aren't we, Spike?
You're damn right.
We're going to beat somebody up today, right, Spike?
You're damn right we are. David Letterman.
And what happened at the end? Because then they ran like 8 minutes of commercials in a row. They never do that.
Because you couldn't take a commercial break during Lauren Bacall's spot. Gee, that whole talk about how she works her ass off on Broadway. Boy, I was captivated. Jesus Christ, I had needles stuck in my head just to keep me awake. The whole damn show. I'm just like, oh, come on. And they bring that Okie from Muskogee quarterback out, talking about his whole college career. Who cares? Who cares? Great. The Rams look great this year. They'll probably go all the way. They haven't. Not yet.
And we're sitting there going, man, Adam would give Dave 7 killer minutes.
Yeah. How long were you supposed to be out there?
5 fun-filled minutes.
5 minutes. Dave
5 lousy minutes.
Couldn't tuck aside 5 minutes for an up-and-coming comic. You know, when Dave was first starting out, I bet he had to deal with people that were so pompous and couldn't tuck their own ego away for 2 seconds to let him on. You think he would remember times like that? And maybe let Adam on.
Adam is biting his lip right now.
I'm just sitting here.
Your family is there in the audience to watch Lauren Bacall and a quarterback.
Your family hasn't crossed the Suffolk border in how long, Adam?
Well, exactly.
Last time they came into the city, I think the Dutch owned it.
See? Who else? Anybody else in the crowd?
Who was in the crowd?
Your lovely girlfriend?
My girlfriend was there.
Oh, see? You're hoping to score a few points that way.
Sure.
Look, hey, baby, that's an instant banging.
Oh,
instant banging! You go home and you go, hey, watch me on Letterman tonight. You're banging while you're on the TV. Come on!
Instant, that's like scratching off the lottery ticket and see bang.
Right, you got an instant bang. You're laying there in bed, all of a sudden Dave's going, let's get a big hand for Adam Ferrara. And they're clapping and you're in. The legs come apart instantly.
Oh, that's
Dave
horrible.
Took that from you. I'm pissed.
That's funny.
We're all like just disappointed today. We were really looking forward to it, Adam.
Yeah.
Staying up. It reminds me of the time I was a kid and Channel 11 said they were going to show a Godzilla movie and I turned it on and Soul Train was on. I swear to God, I remember that. I was pissed. I think I called him.
Don't you hate it like Channel 11 when they had the picks?
It's the video game.
Yeah. And they never called you after school. I sent, you know how many cards I sent in?
Remember that? They used to play video games on WPIX, Channel 11.
And it was funny when they called the little Spanish kids. Because they had the speak, nothing would work. It was one guy had a hair lip. I swear to God, he couldn't say a P. He had like a cleft palate.
X, nothing's happening.
Hey Adam, are you rescheduled or what?
I hope they said they're going to try and get me while I'm still in town. I'm supposed to go back to LA in a few weeks, so they're going to try and get me within the next 2 weeks.
Within the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. What, you're in New York for a couple of weeks, or what? Well,
I'm
what?
In the city this week, and I'm in Governor's next week.
Right. All right, and they'll try to get you on.
They're doing
Jesus
what they can.
Christ. I am so
pissed. If I knew I was going to get bumped, I would have stole stuff.
Yeah. No. And then what, were you sitting back there while he says that you hopped in a cab and left?
Yeah, I was watching myself not... It was like the Beatles. I was watching myself not arrive in the Philippines. You know, just a bunch of people get... They're not here! You know.
And it does, gives you a half-assed plug for Governors.
Yeah. Did David Lee stop by before the show and say hey or anything? Or
no,
how does that work?
Oh, wait, really? You didn't even meet Dave?
No, he's got his stuff...
Oh, my God! The guy... He only had three guests, one of which wasn't even on.
Slowly I turned.
I'm sure he went in there and lapped Lauren Bacall's butt before the show. Lauren, is everything okay? Oh, my God. But he couldn't even stop by and shake an up-and-coming comic's hand?
He's very busy.
Very busy. Who did you see from the show?
Who did I see? Everyone was very nice there. Eddie Brill... Comic Eddie Brill, he does the warm for the show.
Yeah.
Walked me to my dressing room, nicest guy you ever wanted.
Very funny guy.
Isn't Eddie? Eddie's very funny. Gabe Abelson, who writes on the show, a friend of mine, came down and said hello. They treated me great. They treated me like I was a Fabergé egg.
Treated you like you were supposed to be on the show.
Yeah. And you're here, and stay out. You know, that's the pro.
And stay out.
Adam, the listeners want to know where we could send the sympathy cards to you.
We're sorry to hear about your loss.
Man. Oh. I'm pissed. They better reschedule.
It happens. They're gonna.
It happens. It better not happen again. Oh, it better not happen again.
Look at you. I gotta come up them stairs.
I will personally go over there and raise some hell. Holy hell! For God's sake, we steered to people over there.
I
don't know
late.
What I'm trying to say, Adam. We steered viewers over to his show. Yeah. Probably hadn't seen
Calm
him in
down,
years.
Regis.
Even Adam stayed up late last night thinking that maybe there was a chance he was still going to be on.
Maybe I'm on this time.
Yeah, maybe on the stage. Hey, where's everybody going? Oh, get back here. I gave you the intro music on the pre-interview. What is it? Someone turn the heat up. Hey.
What was your intro? What was Dave going to say?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I think he just... My name, I'm hoping.
I thought maybe you hand him something that says, you know...
Please welcome Adam Ferrar. And if you ever need a kitchen, Custom Concepts, 741A West Jericho Turnpike. Joe Ferrar, Adam's father, proprietor...
Man, you're a pisser.
Go see Rose at the In Between.
All right there, pal. Listen.
Well, thanks for being here for me, champ.
Well, if you're in a couple of weeks, give a call. We'll go out and get a beer or something.
Yeah, I'll be in. I'll come track you down.
You could tell me the true story of what it's like to be over there. None of this sugar-coated bullcrap you're laying on me so you get another spot.
You know, we were going to reschedule him.
Yeah, really? Can you imagine? All right, pal.
All right, champ.
I will talk at you later.
Well, thanks for staying up late, and please thank everybody who stayed up late and emailed in. And when I'm on, I'll let you know, and hopefully we can pull it off the next time.
Fine.
I just don't want to piss off the prisoners.
All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Adam.
Later.
Adam Ferrar, everyone.
There he goes.
Opie and Denise.
That is a weird, damaging stuff.
FM Talk.
All right, Anthony Paisano of Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy.
Ah, yes. You know, I haven't been there in like probably maybe 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually there on a weekly basis. I feel Joey might give me the service he reserves for you, Opie. Which is the bad service because you never show up.
And I'm going to make an appearance this week.
Are you?
Yeah.
right.
I know Joey's sitting there right now going, don't do us a favor or anything, but yes, I want to go there. I love the food, Anthony.
Well, Joey, I will be in because I show up at Paisano's probably on a weekly basis. Love their food, love the atmosphere, love being down there. It's good. The wait staff is very courteous. The price is reasonable.
Very
good, believe it.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting authentic Italian cuisine in that nice atmosphere. And very reasonable. Great place to take your family or a date. I sent my family there. Treated them like kings. They loved it.
Like royalty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very cool place. We feel very comfortable there. Yeah. Very relaxed. And if you ask for Joey, the owner, tell him Opie and Anthony sent you. He will give you a glass of wine in the house. That's pretty cool, too, all right?
Yes.
It's Paisano, Mulberry Street in the heart of Little Italy, 136 Mulberry. Give them a call for reservations, 965-1188. That's 965-1188. 1027 WNEW, it's Opie and Anthony.
Boy.
Quick music break there. Bush, Chemicals Between Us.
Mm-hmm. And Metallica with one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no one is screening the phones, Ann, because I guess Rick and Spaz thought it was more important to get your big box of popcorn from our agent.
He sent
you a big box of popcorn.
Yeah, I know, but
now they're signing for that instead of getting the phones all screened for us.
It could have just sat there. Not that I care.
Let me see. Let's wait. Let's see.
Mm.
What's more important, screening the calls for the Opie and Anthony show? Or getting Anthony's box
Big
of popcorn.
Box of popcorn for my agent. That's good. Thanks. Thanks, Bob. 10% of my life I give you.
He should be giving us brand new cars this year.
Friggin' gold encrusted popcorn,
right.
It should be.
The money we made, our agent this year, he should be giving us brand new Mercedes convertibles, Anthony.
Really?
Oh, my God. Please. Instead, we get a box of popcorn.
Maybe that's why. Maybe we didn't make him that much money.
Yeah, now that I think about it, you're right.
Oh.
So, there you go.
That's why no calls are getting screened?
Well, now they're slowly getting screened.
Oh, give me a break.
Look at Rick. It's all pissed.
He gets all pissed.
Full of crap.
We're not full of crap. One, two, three, four. There's five people calling. We don't know what they're talking about. See, Rick can't take it.
No.
Rick is the only one on this show that honestly cannot take it.
No, he can't.
I can take as much abuse as you want to throw at me. Ant the same, Spaz, we all know about him. You cannot take it. You cannot take anyone criticizing you.
He started saying, oh, you know, the phone number is blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, nobody's
right.
Answering phones.
So, all right, wait. So,
oh, my goodness.
See? Look at him.
I saw plenty of empty green lines.
You did
that
not. You saw
in.
An empty screen.
That's not true.
Rick, there were calls up on this screen that were blank. Line 7 is ringing. Line 6 is ringing. There were all lines ringing. And no one out there.
Let's see. So Opie and Anthony, one of the hottest afternoon drive shows in New York, and you're gonna say, no, let's get into this. And you're gonna say no one was calling at 3:40 in the afternoon
during,
for our radio
during
show.
The Bush song. No
you're
one was
high.
Calling.
Then check with engineering and make sure the phone system is in.
Phones are working now.
Okay, so no one calls the Opie and Anthony show ever.
No, everybody was climbing ropes.
Yeah. Like the participation
See,
from our listeners is not
now
important.
Now you want to talk to me on the air, I can't answer the phone.
Go ahead and answer him.
Oh,
and why is Spaz getting the box of popcorn?
He's not getting a box of popcorn. He's taking a dump.
Oh, well, that's more important. Tell him to come to work and depend. It's more important that he screens the calls and take a crunch.
He can't crunch during the show. Everyone knows that. There's no crunching.
We could barely squeeze out a leak.
I know.
We're trying to do this radio show.
Run back with your schlong hanging out.
Spaz is crunching. Rick's taking everything personally.
He really does, get really upset.
It's funny. It's funny. Andy, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
See, he continues coming in.
No, I can't answer the phones now. They're locked up for some reason.
Oh, boy.
What's up, Andy?
Not much. I just had a call. You know, I have my neighbor here.
Wait. Rick says the phones are all locked up, but here's a phone call.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to call earlier. It was just ringing. Maybe there was a problem with the phone calls. But I was trying to call earlier.
Yeah.
Because you had that Ricky Martin bit going.
Oh, yeah.
And my neighbor was here, and she ran out crying. And I didn't know what she was crying about. When I went to to her apartment to see what she was crying about. She was crying because she insisted that Ricky Martin isn't gay, that homo.
We don't know if he's gay.
He's gay.
We honestly don't know. We want to state that. We want to state that. We have no clue, but we made some observations earlier, yes.
But if you guys would have seen it, you guys would have pissed your pants. It was incredible.
Well, thank you, Andy.
Yeah, also, I have a question.
Now Spaz is running down the hall freaking. Get Spaz in here. Yeah, go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, you know that Fun Dry Music site?
Foundrymusic.com, yes.
Yeah. I've been going there. I've been trying to get some stuff off it for a few days now. I can't seem to get anything.
Well, there's something wrong with your system.
It's there.
It's working just fine.
I just checked out some pictures from Hooters
right
before we went on vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were pictures up
there's
there.
There's a few of those. And this guy, obviously, this guy, Frank from Manhattan, is having no problem. He goes, O&A. I just checked out the pics of Ant in his bitchin' 70s fur coat.
Yeah, that's what I want to see,
that's
the fur
on there.
Coat.
Says, what the hell was your mom thinking? The shot with your sister and older brother is great. Your mom dressed you guys like a low-rent DeFranco family.
That's true, though.
I can't wait to see Opie's pumpkin patch pics. You guys are great.
Yeah,
you guys got to put that on.
We're going to put them on. But Andy, I mean, there's so many people hitting that website from time to time. They have some glitches, but try it again. It should be working.
You know what's another great
picture? Oh, Andy, your time's up.
Oh, okay. Take it easy.
No, I'm not going to cut you off. What's another great picture?
Oh, remember the picture that you guys were saying that the it was a prom picture or something? In the background, there was the couple going at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be another great picture.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one.
But you guys are great.
All right, man.
Here comes the train. I don't want to get hit.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, Andy. Very good.
Oh, he
knows how to play the game. A lot of people think it's cool to be hit by the train. Trust me, you don't want to be known as the guy that was hit by the train on the Opie and Anthony show.
No.
So, Spaz, how did the crunch come out?
Yeah, what happened there, Spaz? You abandoned your post? You abandoned your post? Look at the phones. Look at them.
I had to go to the bathroom. There's no way around it. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Don't you know to crunch before the show?
I had a Big Mac and a surprise.
Yeah, but Rick wasn't here during the long song, so I was waiting for him to come back, so I wouldn't be leaving a post. At least it would be one person here. So
Spaz, how many phones were ringing when you left?
There was none.
That's not true.
There were no phones ringing when I left.
Yeah, sure.
I made sure
that's not true. Ant and I both have a screen.
Yep. Too many people were enjoying the Metallica tune.
That's very true. Rick is right.
Hey, listen, this is the deal. We need more bodies working for this radio show.
Yeah.
But when I crunch?
No, we need, like, interns and stuff. People that want to, you know, work, and they would rather take a dump in their pants than than leave their post.
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
I very rarely take a dump during the show.
We are looking for interns. That's true, right, Rick?
Yeah.
Could they email you?
They can email me at oaproducer@yahoo.com. You got to be in college, though.
Yeah, because you're going to get credits for it
right.
And stuff. And we only want the serious inquiries.
Right.
All right? If you're like a pothead and you just want to like come here for a couple hours in between bong hits, thank you.
You got to be in college. Right. That's what it is.
I'd still be doing my regular duties, right?
Look at Spaz all worried.
I don't think duty is something you got to worry about.
All right?
Okay.
Look, he's all paranoid.
Still my regular duties, right?
Well, there'll be some competition. We bring in some new blood and they start showing O&A some stuff. There might be some problems. Yeah, you're right. Hey.
I think I do a great job in the show.
Oh, here he goes trying to defend
himself.
All right,
himself. Let's go.
Here's where he gets pathetic.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Al.
Hey, what's up, Al?
Man, you guys getting on Spaz for wearing diapers, man. You guys should go change your Tampax. You guys have done nothing but bitch and moan and cry the whole time you got on.
That's not true.
You guys are bitching and moaning about everything.
See, Rick did this to us on purpose.
You guys making Howard yelling at Baba Booey, actually look good.
Rick did this on purpose. He goes, go to line 10. So after we abuse him... Conveniently, the first call is going to abuse us. That's good.
Well, think about it. I mean, you guys have done nothing but...
Up
and down.
Wait. I'll be honest with you. I don't think we've done much bitching at all lately.
No, we know we're doing our bitching and moaning shows.
We've done nothing. Spaz, boy, that's a given. It's Spaz. But, I mean, there's no reason for you guys to be getting like all...
Is this Rick's boyfriend?
Morning,
who
morning.
Is this, Rick?
All right.
Wah, wah, wah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care, guapo.
All right. Who's this?
Hey.
Hey.
What's your name, man?
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
How you doing?
Good.
Listen, yesterday you guys were talking about you make so little money, and today you say you're making so much money that you should be getting nice cars.
No, because, see, that's why we're not making that much money, because our agent is... making.
What did he say after that?
He's trying. Whatever.
Was he trying to abuse you or something?
Martin thing, but
yeah.
It isn't working. Try line one.
Try line one. Okay. You're two for two so far, Rick. Hi, who's this?
Lance.
What's up, Lance?
I just wanted to mention, I mean, I'm over I'm a hustler in Manhattan down in the Village.
Right.
A hustler?
You know, like now prostitution.
I'm at a John's house
right now.
Prostitute.
I listened on the radio to you. Ricky Martin picked up me and a couple of my boys, but he had like an entourage. It wasn't just him personally.
We can't confirm this, and we're going to get in trouble talking about
it. That's not bad.
Thank you, Rick. That's good. Like, we need another
lawsuit.
What
is going on?
Rick is trying to bury us now. We can't take calls like that. What, are you nuts?
He said he was a gay guy who liked Ricky Martin, so I figured I'd put him on.
Have you seen all the lawsuits piled up on our desk? You want another one to pile?
Plenty of paperwork on our desks.
We can't take calls like that.
My God.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll regroup. The phones are really fried.
Yeah, they're fried.
Well, is someone working on them?
Well, you guys can still pick them up out there, right?
Yeah, but we can't write down it.
All right, so why don't we make it easy for everyone, okay? We got some WWF tickets, Anthony.
Yes.
We'll take the 10th and 11th callers at 212-757-1027. Both callers will win a pair of tickets to see the WWF. Did they just turn off the phones? Did they just turn off the phones? They did, didn't they?
I think they're rebooting.
Did you guys just turn off the phones?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
A freaking phone.
What a cluster app.
I think they're...
All right,
rebooting.
So can we give away the WWF tickets?
Look how upset he's getting today.
I know.
You guys are pissing me off.
Whatever.
Come on, Rick.
Trying to help you out. And all you do is, see, look, the phones are back up. It took a second.
All right, thank you. But wait, what day is that?
I don't know.
Oh, what a mess. This has been a well-oiled machine lately.
Oh,
all right. 10th and 11th callers get a pair of tickets to see the WWF at the Continental Arena January 16th. All right? Can we ship Rick to the Diamond Show? He needs a new sports guy.
We got Rick here.
I think Rick could do sports for Imus.
Rick, you got to wear a big fag cowboy hat to be on the Don Imus show.
Here, take that. All right.
My God. It's like college radio in here today.
That's all right. We'll regroup. We'll be back.
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, can we get these illiterates off the air, please?
We suck.
If I wasn't on it, I wouldn't listen.
1027.
All right, it's 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony show. Major cluster F today. Look at the phones. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I'm seeing like
are we having a Y2K problem here at NEW?
What does the date say? Well, no, 1/5/2000.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's funny. In the studio, we got a screen that shows all the phone lines and what people want to talk about.
Yeah.
And it is just going crazy.
It's a mess.
It's a mess is right.
I'm seeing, like, programs come up here. For a second, I was playing Pong on this same
right.
screen. We get phone calls on.
So I don't even know if we can go to the phones.
Mm. Wow.
And I do have a question today.
What?
Well, give me my penthouse. And this is a serious question. I got the latest issue of Penthouse.
I'm sure it's serious if it's Penthouse.
It's about time that the fine people at Penthouse send copies of the magazine to us every week or every month.
What? How many did they send? One?
You didn't get yours?
No.
Huh. Well, that's right. You get the Blue Boy.
Oh, that's right, Opie. Blue Boy, that's right. The stuff with the men in it.
Can we see your stuff? All right. Easy.
Hey.
All right. Spaz and Rick are running all over the place outside the door.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to have phones. Well, now they're trying to type. Phil?
Oh, look.
Oh, nope. Phil hung up.
I think it's working, though.
Okay. I don't know. All right, Ant.
What's your question?
Well, I got to phrase this carefully. In the February 2000 issue of Penthouse,
yeah,
there's... There's the typical, urination pictures and all that.
A lot of those. That's very popular little ditty in Penthouse.
Now,
the past couple of years.
I don't... It does nothing for me, those photos, okay?
The take-a-whiz pics? No?
No, not really. Does it do anything for you?
Nothing more than just seeing the chick naked who's doing it. Kind of takes away from her nudity, to tell you the truth.
But as part of as far as being like erotic and all that, I don't see anything
not
in the way
that
of that
really taking a leaky stuff.
All right. I do have a serious question, and mind you, I'm not going to commit to either way on this one.
Well,
I am really
safe bet on this show.
All right, because I'm really confused. Okay. But in the February 2000 issue of Penthouse, starting on page 31...
You're confused? You're supposed to like the way the girls look in a magazine.
Well, that's what I'm getting at, Andy.
Oh, okay?
All right, let me just spit it out. Is strap-on lesbo sex cool to look at?
Lesbo strap-on sex. Is it cool to look
at? Strap-on lesbo sex. Is it cool? On the next Jerry Springer.
Let me think. Is there a picture of it in there?
Yeah, there's plenty of pictures.
All right, well, obviously, I have to thumb through some of the pics.
All right, because look, like the first picture. Here, I'll go through it.
I hate when they try to be artsy-fartsy and do it in black and white.
First picture,
contrast.
There's the two hot lesbians ready to go, fully dressed, okay?
All right.
They're cheek to cheek. They're pushing their boobs against each other. Looks like they're going to be, bumping donuts in a minute or two.
Going
okay?
at it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now the one girl, the blonde with the huge cans, is now topless, and the other girl's behind her, and it looks like they want to ride a jet ski together, Anthony.
Yeah.
Reference to yesterday's show.
Yes.
And that's pretty hot, right? Now there they are on the bed. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now there she's doing her thing there.
Right. A little oral
that's
favor.
That's all you have to say. Okay. There you go. The how you doing shot.
Hey, look at that.
Okay. And that's where I go, okay, am I supposed to get into that? The next picture.
Right.
Now one of the girls all of a sudden has a...
She's giving a hummer.
Yeah, to the other girl that has the apparatus on.
Wearing the apparatus.
Now, right. Anthony, the question I have today.
Give me that.
Is strap-on lesbo sex cool? Because then the pictures get very explicit from that point on.
Yeah, look at that. I'm going to punch myself in the mouth with this mic. Hold on. Wait a minute. All right. I guess you haven't committed to anything, Opie?
No, I'm definitely confused because I don't know what to think.
All right, I guess I'll take the plunge and go on record.
Okay.
God damn, that's hot.
It's hot.
Come on, look.
I see the photos.
Look at this. She's got her legs wrapped around the other girl.
That's not the problem I have, though.
What's the problem?
Now, are you being turned on by that part of the act? Like that?
Well, that it's a chick.
I know.
They're both a girl.
But it's
fine.
Okay, it's a chick, though, that has the apparatus.
There's the apparatus on.
What if it was like a transsexual? It was just like...
That's completely different.
Okay, I'm just...
Oh, my God.
No,
oh.
I'm just putting it all on the table here for the discussion.
Right.
I'm not saying... Either way here.
I'm saying you know it's two girls. You see it. You see that it's an apparatus
but
and not part of the anatomy.
Thing.
But it's a sex toy.
No, it's more than a sex toy because it's not just like a vibrator. That is a guy's thing. You know what I mean? It's shaped as a guy's thing.
Yeah, but it's strapped onto a woman who's using it.
All right,
like
so you're going to commit...
On another woman, not even using it. Like, if she was using it on a guy, that would be rude and you'd go, ew, that's disgusting.
Right.
It's a girl on a girl using the strap-on apparatus. Yes, absolutely interesting, hot to look at pictures.
All right, so strap-on lesbo sex. Anthony, yes.
I'm going to say yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Now the phones are going nuts. Because we yelled and screamed at Spaz and Rick so long, we have to take another quick break. But we will go right to the phones and discuss strap-on lesbo sex real fast.
Look at that.
Before they throw us off the air, we'll do a couple minutes on it, okay?
That's a balloon knot territory right there.
I see that.
Whoa.
All right. Yeah. We'll be back. If you're on the phones, on hold, stay right there.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I have no clue what anybody's saying, but it's the funniest damn show.
More stupidity on the way.
1027.
Hey, Anthony, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner!
Yes, our good friends at Stacker 2.
Oh, let's welcome them back to the Opie and Anthony show, Anthony.
For the new millennium.
For the new millennium is right.
Mm-hmm.
Stacker 2 has been here since the beginning on the Opie and Anthony show, and we appreciate that.
Lots of our listeners have lost a lot of weight with Stacker 2.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It burns the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It crushes the cravings in between meals.
One more.
And it gives you the boost of energy.
Yes!
That you need when you're lacking late in the day like we are. If you want to check it out for yourself, it's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. They have a website. Everyone has a website these days. www.stacker2.com. What do you think's on the Stacker 2 website, Ant?
Chicks. There are chicks on the site.
Are there?
I went there, yeah. Girls that have lost weight using Stacker.
Okay.
Yeah, in like bikinis and stuff.
All right, Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Give them a call, 1-800-LIGHTLINE. That's 1-800-LITELINE. Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. Hey, it's Sophie and Anthony. This is 1027 WNEW. Can I clear something up?
What?
A bunch of people on the instant feedback calling me a fag and a homophobe and stuff. I didn't state either way on the strap-on lesbo sex thing. I was just throwing out a question there.
Absolutely.
I didn't say it was not a turn-on. I didn't say it was a turn-on. I was asking the question because I think it's something that other people would wonder about.
I say, looking at the pictures, lesbian strap-on dildo sex. No guy involved. No guy involved. It's two girls. One wearing a strap-on and then doing the other one.
Strap-on lesbo sex. Is it cool? Now,
hot.
All right.
I say hot.
The only question I got is you look at the one girl and you get a little paranoid like it might be one of those, you know, the
he-she's. But it's not.
I understand that.
And you know it's not. So there's not a problem.
Okay. And I'm still not saying either way. I'll be honest. It seems like it's definitely a turn-on looking at those pictures, but there's some issues there.
It's still cute.
See, like, Rick is like, you're totally not into it, right?
Oh, it's okay when it's a chocolate penis to eat it, Rick. Remember that?
Well, I don't remember seeing that happen, but, you know, if you've got pictures, let me know.
You know, you look at that.
For a color boy.
So, Rick.
No, I just don't like it because it's still... It's a strap-on dildo, and what do they look like? They look like a penis.
Right. I'm like...
It's just a tool that the girl is using on another girl. It's rubber. It doesn't matter.
I'm not buying it. It still looks like a penis.
Bang. Shut up. You live with a gay guy.
Yeah, exactly, homo.
Gay. Psycho Mark with a very intelligent rebuttal to that whole thing.
Go have another beer and a bong hit.
Wow.
You going to start with me now?
Yeah.
What did I do to you?
You're abusing us.
What's wrong with two chicks with a...
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I'm asking the question today.
Sound like a homophobe.
I lean toward it's hot, yes. But there's definitely, like, you know...
You gotta give a yes or no answer. Anthony answered...
All right, fine. If I had to, I would say yes.
Bag.
Yeah. I say it's pretty hot.
Okay.
I think it looks hot. It's got nothing to do with the actual strap-on utensil.
Brian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, what's up?
Just the whole thing with the lesbo strap-on, it just doesn't work. Like, the whole point of seeing two lesbians going at it is you don't have to look at some big, creepy Italian guy schwing for 5 minutes.
Right.
But you're not.
But it's just...
Did he say what I thought he said? Yeah, I had to dump out of you, man.
Jumped out.
No, it's,
So you say it's definitely not cool?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Like, when you're looking at two chicks, you want to see some muff diving, not a big swing.
But once it's, in use, you're not seeing it.
But then,
it looks like, then, you know, you're just seeing gyration and grinding.
Sometimes if they get, like, that dog shot, you know?
Yeah.
The girl behind, it's just like, wait a second, you're not supposed to be doing that.
Yeah, but it looks kind of cool.
Why does it look cool? It's a girl with a swing.
That's why I brought it up.
It's not the girl with the
swing. Whoa!
It's the girl with the big black plastic schlong.
No. You got to understand what I'm trying to say here. It's not that it's a schween.
Right.
It is a utensil. There could be
small model of a Buick LeSabre hanging from the damn thing. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to look like a Schwinn.
Well, yeah,
it could just be a vibrator-looking thing. It could be whatever.
Right.
But the way she's using it in these pictures, it looks hot. What am I supposed to say? No. Ew, look, there's a little rubber thing she's using to pleasure the other girl. Ew, that's disgusting.
Well, you can't downplay it. I mean, it's definitely a...
Schwinn.
That's an all-out strap-on whatever.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Brian. Good.
Sure, guys. Thanks.
Bye. Donnie, you're next. What's up?
Homo.
All right, now you have to explain yourself.
Yeah, explain yourself.
Why, Rock? Look, who wants to see a chick with a stick? If I want to see two babes, I want to see some muff diving, I want to see some tongue, I want to see some nips, I don't want to see a chick with a stick.
All right.
It don't cut it.
That's why I brought it up. I wasn't
Homo.
All right, thank you, Don.
Later, dude.
Bye.
Anthony, you phallic lover. Maybe the next penthouse will have a picture of Ricky Martin and you on a jet ski.
Danny, you're next. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Yo, I think that's definitely cool. If two girls are willing to do something like that, why not, you know?
Okay.
If they're doing it in front of you, you know, you got to, you wouldn't turn that down seeing that, right?
I would definitely check it out either way.
Yeah, so no doubt. If they're willing to do that, I think those are two girls that any guy would want to hang out with.
All right, right? Man. Thank you, Danny.
All right. What's going on with the WWF tickets? Anything? Anybody win yet?
Yeah, we gave those away.
Oh, really? There's none left?
We'll have some more tomorrow.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Mike, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
You too.
Hey.
I have to agree with Anthony.
Yeah.
It's definitely cool. I mean, as long as there's no equipment that's permanently attached.
Yeah, then what is it?
It's just all good.
Okay.
Inanimate object.
And what
I don't know, because... No, you can't say that now.
Wait, no, I'm definitely on the side of... I'm trying to play both sides here.
You can't.
Okay, I understand that.
You can't
but,
go both ways, though.
No,
well, some people do.
So do all these guys disagree with the double-headed apparatus as well?
See, I guess why I asked the question, because they're obviously trying to make it look like a transsexual, a he-she.
What? No, they're not. Is that what you're getting from these pictures? Are you insane?
We have videos. Go get the video from our office.
Dude, they're not
We're some of those girls with the schlongs. If you didn't see the bottom half of them, you'd be convinced they were ladies.
Dude, if they were trying to make this look like a he-she, they would not have the black... strap-on, strap leather thing belted around her.
Well,
they would try to put the device on using some kind of thing where it looked like it wasn't a strap-on. Well,
or they just go get a real transaction.
This is just a hot girl. Look at her. She's hot.
They're both really hot.
And she's wearing a leather strap-on apparatus. Black. But the actual unit thing is white, I guess.
Right. All right.
So I don't think they're trying to...
Well, that's what I'm just playing, you know, the other side with that. I don't know what they're going for there.
I don't know.
You know?
All right, guys.
Thank you, man.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
I've been listening to you guys since the very beginning that you were here in New York. You guys are great. I've tried to call a couple of times. This is the first time I ever got through, and I'm convinced it's because Rick answered the phone and not Spaz the Magic Retard.
All right, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right. Benny, you're next. A stupid topic, we understand, but we'll move on soon. What's up, Benny?
Hey, what's going on?
All right.
You can go both ways, because I don't want to see pictures of it, but to see that live is great.
Why? See, I've never seen that live.
Well, you got to go to the bachelor party.
Yeah, we've seen the egg shooting and
you
things like that.
Live.
Yeah,
that was in...
Yeah.
You saw it live,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah,
remember?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can't discuss that, though.
Yeah.
Because the people
I don't like
will
when
get
they
in
use
trouble.
Like the fluorescent.
Holy
light.
Cow! Wait, now I gotta say this is really cool. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, remember?
We did see this live, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Well,
but it was
not. I don't know.
Okay, thank you, Ben.
We're talking about the picture.
Bye. Yeah, because the pictures are also in black and white, and
yeah,
I don't know what I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't think they're trying to make it look like anything more than two girls, one with a strap on. No, okay. You know what? Pull the wool over any of our eyes.
No, I was just bringing all angles up here, but I gotta say, I forgot all about that. That's like over a year ago. We did see this whole thing live in the studio, and there was nothing homophobic about it. It was unbelievable.
Remember?
I forgot all about that. End of discussion.
Just going at it. Banging.
End of discussion. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How could I forget that one? Ross, what's up?
Hey. I was just going to make that comment. If you couldn't tell me that if those two chicks entered that studio now and did in front of you what they're doing on those pictures, that you or anybody else would run out of the room screaming, I'm not going to be a homo.
No, it's not even that. I just wanted to ask, you know, how hot is it, you know, to see that? And
are you kidding me? Incredibly hot. Yeah. Give me the front seat.
You're not going to get an argument from me anymore. I forgot about what we saw over a year ago.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Russ. Thank you.
Hey, later.
Bye.
You know what the difference is, though, is that last year there were other things that finally led up to that. It wasn't just that.
Rick, you're not on our side at this point. You remember what we saw.
I remember what I saw, but I remember everything that also led up to it, which was like, all right, that's cool.
Just take the last 5 minutes we saw.
If it was just the last 5 minutes, I'd be like, all right, I'll watch.
Oh, man. I don't know. Dutch.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Listen, is it the act or what? Because, like, everybody watches heterosexual... Well, I like to think most of us do.
Well, probably,
What's the... Yeah, well, every other scene in heterosexual porn is like the guy stuffed, like, plowing the girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that make me a homo if I'm watching heterosexual porn?
No, but I just don't get into the bob shot and all that crap in the regular porno anyway.
Yeah, I hear you. I know. Every time they show up for like 20 minutes, it's like, okay, already. Show the girl's face or something, you know?
Right.
It gets pretty beat. Hey, guys, have a good New Year.
All right, man. You too.
Later.
Bye.
Someone's saying you wouldn't mind it so much, Opie, if it was two pregnant grandmas pounding it.
I'd watch that.
Freak show.
Robert, what's up?
I used to go out with a girl, and she used to show me these tapes she had. She used to have sex with other girls. Now, the girl I went out with wasn't really that hot, but, like, some of the girls she did, and I wasn't, like, too into it at first, but when I saw it, I was just like, holy cow. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like if you watch a regular porno. I mean, you know, like a regular guy and girl. It's just that it's just two girls, you know? So, I mean, if anyone, you know, doesn't think that that's a turn on, then definitely they're a fag.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
Bye. And Artie, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
All right.
I tell you what, I agree with Opie. Lesbian or no lesbian, they all yearn for the pipes. And that's just the way it is. You know what I mean?
Good way to look at it.
Personally, I can't stand it. I think it's a slap in the, you know, slap in our face.
Really?
But if pipe is to be laid, I'll lay it.
All right, man. Thank you, Artie.
Later, man. You guys rule.
All right,
takes
bye.
It as a
bye.
Personal insult, I guess.
Well, you can look for yourself. Yeah, February issue of Penthouse.
Penthouse. It's there. Looks hot.
All right, we got to talk to this girl. Jill.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. How you doing?
You sound all worked up.
Am I?
Yeah.
I just walked in the door from work, that's why.
You've been listening to this discussion?
Yes, I have.
I see what you want to say, so you got to kind of be careful how you say it, okay?
How do you mean?
Well, don't be too descriptive.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Go ahead.
Let's see, how can I say this? I think the turn-on is both in the lesbian action and also in the penetration part. And I think putting the two together is what makes it that much better.
Yeah?
So,
You ever do it?
No.
Are you a lesbian?
No, I'm not.
But you would check out the pictures in Penthouse, let's say, and you'd be pretty turned on, or what?
I'm a big fan of pornos.
Uh-huh.
I like to watch them, but... I like watching lesbian pornos also, but I've never actually had a lesbian experience, even though I'm kind of intrigued, but...
Well, you could be a lesbian for a day right here on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Could I really?
Yeah, we do it all the time. We haven't done one in the new year yet.
Oh, wow.
And the next one I think we're doing is a limo ride around Manhattan.
Oh, my God. How can I turn that down?
Are you hot?
I don't know.
All right. Describe yourself a little bit.
Oh, boy. 5'8", reddish-brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
Brown eyes. What else would you like to know?
Measurements.
Well, we got your head.
Head is okay.
Your head passes. Okay. How about your neck?
Yeah. My neck? Not sure. I never really measured my neck.
Okay, a little lower then.
Do you have lines? I can tell you my bra size, but I might scare you guys a little bit.
Right. Why?
Why?
Yeah.
38 double D.
38 double D.
On a 5'8 girl, that's pretty hot.
Getting raves.
That's,
yes.
That's very hot.
Getting raves here in the studio.
Oh, okay.
All right, go down now a little lower. Waist?
Waist, I don't really know, but I would say like 32, 34, something like that.
Okay.
Those are some birthing hips.
And then probably...
And then what's your hips?
34, 36, something like that.
Wait a minute. The waist to the hips ain't much of a difference, huh?
So you're shaped like a rectangle.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, it's kind of like...
Well, did you hear? I told you I never really measured. I'm giving a guess, boys, guys.
How much do you weigh?
Yeah, how much you weigh? 5'8", how many pounds?
150.
5'8",
150.
It's 5'8",
buck and a half. Yeah, buck and a half.
Buck and a half.
5'8".
Let me think.
I'm a big girl.
At least, maybe.
You're a big girl.
How tall are you?
I'm just barely 5'9".
And how much you weigh?
165.
Hmm. Okay. I'm trying to figure this out. There's a lot of weight in the boobs, I'm imagining.
Yeah.
You got a big ass?
Not really.
No?
It's not little, but it's not big.
All right.
What are you, just a big girl?
Yeah, I'm 5'8", guys.
5'8"? Yeah. Susie. Susie.
Hello?
You're on the air with Jill. What's up?
Hi, Jill.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I wanted to come down and put on a strap-on in the studio.
Hey, Jill, you want to come down and get a strap-on from Susie?
I don't know if I'm up for that, boys. Just got to have a long day at work.
You're just up for a little fondling and stuff. If it's your first lesbian experience, you don't want to go all the ways.
Mm.
Well, hey, guys.
Susie.
My turn for lesbian on the deck.
Susie, you want to be a lesbian for a day, too?
Yeah, it's my turn.
But you want to do it? Do the strap-on thing?
Definitely.
Well, this might have to be one of those off-the-air bits that we put on the internet.
See, my thing is that I'm graduating from college in May, so I'm figuring all my experimental stuff has to get out before then.
All right.
So I got about 5 months left.
All right. Well, Susie.
Yeah.
What do you look like?
You've actually met me before. I came down for the Resisting Arrest show, and I was the third girl that didn't get paired up. Susie. Do you remember?
From Long Island.
Right.
I remember you.
That's right. Opie would remember. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, did I lose them?
I don't know.
Yeah, Susie.
What did that?
Susie, I remember you.
You do?
Of course, yes.
Great. Well, you guys owe me one.
You have a nice,
Yeah, you liked it.
Body.
So, let's set that up.
It's gonna make you puke.
All right, Susie, hold on the line, and Jill, hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
Jill, thanks for calling in.
No problem, guys. Take care.
We'll get you in for a lesbian for a day, a little tamer.
All right, then.
And Susie wants to go all the way with, like, a strap-on. All right, we'll put you both on hold. Hold on, all right?
All right.
Okay.
All right. There you go. Okay. Jill and Susie.
Oh, my God.
You're a heartbreak laughing.
Dying out there, man. Holy smoke.
Hey, Joni.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, I was just hearing all these girls on the radio and thinking about how I'd like to come down and be a lesbian for a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah? You've been thinking about it for a while?
Yeah.
Have you heard any of our Lesbian for a Day shows yet?
Well, no. My boyfriend got me into the show, and he told me about it. So
that's pretty hot.
Yeah, that's what I heard. And
we give you guys the opportunity to be a lesbian for a day. A lot of you girls out there, you know, wondering what it's like. We have a lesbian couch. You come in here with a complete stranger, and you pick one out you like, and then we see if there's any type of chemistry.
Really? Well, that sounds like fun.
You've never kissed a girl before?
I've kissed a girl before, but, you know, like, it hasn't really gone too far, though.
So you wanted to get a little further into it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it would be fun to, like, do it in front of all you guys and stuff like that.
Oh, man, the guys love it.
Of
course. We hoot and holler.
Little encouragement never hurt.
Yeah?
Nah.
All right. Are you hot?
Yeah.
I think I am. I don't know.
Okay. Well, hold on the line. Rick's going to talk to you.
Okay.
We'll try to get Lesbian for a Day going later on this week, Anthony.
Yes. Absolutely.
Rick's talking to Susie right now. Do you remember Susie yet? Andy. Yeah,
yes.
Hi there. I just want to call and find out, like, who the new players are in management so I can make arrangements to wash their feet. Because the direction that the show has gone in since you guys have changed hands and cleaned up shop over there has just been a beautiful thing.
Yeah, huh?
Well, we definitely feel a little better about things.
I can hear it, man, and I think everybody else probably can, too.
Yeah, we do. We feel more comfortable here. Every day in the studio doing our show instead of trying to fit into some mold.
We've won some battles lately.
Yeah.
With upper management. We're very happy with how things are going thus far.
Rock and roll. So you got a couple of cans of beer on the console and somebody's head bumping underneath, right?
There you go.
Rock and roll. Good. Have a good day, guys.
So you can thank, Ken Stevens? The new boss?
Yeah.
And Jeremy helping us out?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll
absolutely.
See what, and we'll see what happens.
Rock and roll, man. You guys suck. Thanks.
Trust me, it's a matter of time before we hate them, too. But
and likewise, before they hate us.
All right, Andy. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Liking the show lately, Anthony.
Yeah.
All right, as we go to break, we're real late here.
You're a pisser, man.
What? What? That was you. That was you. Susie's a lovely girl. All right. As we go to break here. A lot of requests for Burger, the terrorist comic.
Yes.
Turns out one of the hijackers over there in India was cracking jokes.
Cracking jokes in between killing people.
Killing people while they're puking and stuff on that plane for 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
So here it is from the other day.
Did you read that story?
Yeah, that's
about the one hijacker named Burger.
Burger.
And he was like a real nice guy. He'd be all fun.
Wait.
And joking with the hostages.
Was he Indian?
I think so.
What a cruel joke that is.
My name is Burger. But seriously, folks. Try the meal. We'll all be here all week.
So Burger, one of the hostages, right?
He was one of the hijackers.
Take my card, please.
He was one of the hijackers. And he was like the hostages were describing him as this really nice guy who would joke. He was telling jokes. Did you hear about the man in the helicopter? This is one of his jokes. The man in the helicopter who asked, "Turn the big fan off, I'm getting cold."
Everyone knows that's a Polish joke.
But yeah, I guess he didn't want to offend anybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's got a gun to people's heads. Right. But they said, yeah, he would joke around like that. And then the next second, if negotiations broke down, he'd say, "Well, I'm going to kill all of you." And the people freaked out. They didn't know what to think of this guy. Mm-hmm. And at one point, they took a bunch of hostages up front and slit some guy's throat. Killed him, and threw him off the plane. So they meant business. But then some of them were like, oh, he was the nicest guy. He'd come by and pass out food. He was like good cop, bad cop, all wrapped up in one.
Right.
The puke plane.
The puke plane.
That must have been something when all of a sudden the engines just went, and the fan stopped blowing.
I was reading all that coverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on a runway for like 2 hours, and I thought I was going to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just trapped in a plane, and there's babies crying, and there's a big, fat, sweaty guy sitting next to you, whatever. You know the deal.
Yeah.
People are puking.
Ugh.
And then the body odor, they said, was just unbearable, and that's why, you know, everyone was puking on top of that.
Like you said, just when you're stuck on the runway for a little while, you know, and a little while being even up to an hour, and you're just so agitated, and you just want off, and it stinks.
Next time that happens, I'm going to think about this damn last situation.
You could be with Burger. But, you know, I got to tell you, folks, does it stink in here or what? Come on, lady, smile. Wipe the puke off your face. Did it stink like this before everyone started to puke? I've been in some of your houses. Oh, puke. What's grosser than gross?
Huh.
This plane. What are you kidding?
Here all week.
Opie and Anthony.
Cunnilingus and psychiatry brought us to this.
On FM Talk at 1027. The talk you can't ignore.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. Hey, Matt. I guess we should admit it finally. We're just kind of goofing off today.
Yeah, why not?
Having fun, though. Hope you're enjoying the festivities. We got to clear something up for all those knuckleheads on the New York radio message board. We talk about the New York radio message board from time to time, right, Anthony?
Far too much, I think, but why not? They talk about us a lot.
It's basically this website where all these radio freaks discuss the most stupidest things about New York radio.
Yeah. Like with everything going on in New York radio, or everything you think would be going on in the number one radio market, they discuss, like, the lamest crap. Whatever happened to, and then they throw out, like, call letters of a station I never heard of in my life.
Right.
You know, WNBC jingles from 1985. Where can I find them? What?
So they're having a really big, huge discussion today on the New York radio message board. God, these people have to get lives. They have to get lives. They're discussing NEW once again.
Yeah.
See, the other day, Ant and I went on the radio, and we said, you know what? We're sick of FM talk at 102.7. It does make sense. It's stupid. It
doesn't roll off the tongue.
It doesn't roll off the tongue. It means nothing. So Ant and I took it upon ourselves to, you know, just dump FM talk at 102.7. Get rid of it.
It's called 102.7 WNEW.
I don't care what is going on at this radio station, but at 102.7, it's going to always be WNEW in the minds of true New Yorkers.
Right.
You know?
Famous call letters.
The most famous call letters in America, I must say. At least FM call letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, honestly, this is how it started. The other day, we just said, you know what? FM Talk 102.7 is just plain stupid.
Yeah.
And Ant and I said, you know, from now on our radio show, we are not going to say FM Talk 102.7 anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to start saying 102.7 WNEW.
Absolutely.
Because that's what this place is. Simple as that, all right?
Yeah.
And I applaud the radio chick. She took our lead, and she decided the same thing.
Yes, bravo.
And that's the only other radio show I listen to here, so I don't know what else is going on. But I know Leslie's doing it, okay? So now they're discussing today how schizophrenic we are because, like, some of the jocks are saying 102.7 WNEW, and then there's still playing sweepers that say FM Talk 102.7. What's going on over there? This is what they're discussing.
It's okay. It's okay. It's a little transition phase.
You dopes. It's a transitional period. Of course. Thank you, Anthony. We have so many production elements, they're called, hundreds of them, that just because the other day Ant and I said, you know, we don't want to be called FM Talk 102.7, you know, it's going to take everyone at least a week, I would say, to get rid of all the old production elements.
Yeah.
To get on the WNEW website and get rid of all the FM Talk at 102.7 logos. And that is what is going on here. End of discussion.
You know the
read one of the things they read about. They post about this.
Under the title of Identity Crisis at 102.7.
Yeah.
This guy, Charles, must have spent, oh, my God, an hour composing this. Oh, my God. It started last week. NEW turning into FM Talk. And Rock of the Millennium special. Like this guy. Were we having a Rock of the Millennium special?
We had a Rock of Millennium special because we don't have enough talk show hosts yet. So what else are we going to do? Hire a jock to take a crunch on the air? Play some music. That's all that was about.
Monday.
It means nothing.
Opie and Anthony said the station would be NEW. Do away with FM Talk. On Tuesday, the radio chick also ID'd the station as NEW. Okay. Meanwhile, there are still bumpers, spots, and promos that say FM Talk. Why can't they take care of this old-fashioned way and have the voiceover for the spots they do go over the FM Talk with 102.7 WNEW? This guy, Charles, is just upset at the whole thing. He's freaking out, and then he goes on with another 15 paragraphs about how he can make the world a better place.
By Nelson Riley?
By making NEW back the way it was.
Are you done with that post? Because I found a good one.
Yeah.
All right, Chris writes, the question here is, how bad does NEW want to go back to the Rock format? Getting back Matt Devoti, Ralph, Carol Miller, and keeping O&A right where they are. Going back to the old station tag is the first step.
Ah.
Let's hope for a return to the Rock of New York.
Well, let's announce it, Ope. Opie and I are going to mornings here at NEW, and we're going back to classic rock, and afternoons is being taken over again by Scott Muni.
thank you. I'm back.
Oh, God.
No, we're not going back to the Rock in New York.
What a bunch of dopes.
Well, Opie, can you answer this question?
Sure.
The guy, Alan, that runs the radio message board, the New York radio message board.
Okay.
What is his occupation?
Can I have a multiple choice?
Okay. Is he a radio disc jockey?
Ooh, okay.
Is he a radio program director?
Okay.
Is he a radio salesperson?
Okay.
Or is he a dentist?
D, dentist?
Yes. The man that runs the radio message board in New York is indeed a dentist. Rinse. Hold on. That Novocaine might take a little longer to take effect. Let me write another post here. All right. Why O and A are bad for NEW. That'll hurt for a little bit. Don't worry. Write you a prescription.
And the crap they say about us on there is hilarious.
Hysterical.
It's hilarious. We sit home, we read every post about us, and we laugh our balls off.
Every single post. And I swear to God, some of those strings of posts go on for like 50 or 100 posts.
Right.
And we read every single one and giggle our asses off. You guys are hysterical. I don't know. They're made up of, I think, of people. Some of the people, very intelligent, very with it, know what's going on in radio. A lot of the people, though, I'm noticing, probably got into broadcasting maybe in the 40s as a radio operator for the Allied troops, and then got the job in radio here in the States, and are very bitter that their whole career in broadcasting has come down to listening to us and critiquing us on a radio message board.
Right.
And they don't like what we're doing because we're not traditional broadcasters.
That's right.
That come into work with the suit and tie.
They had posts about us like, you know, farting and burping and coughing live on the air. That's not professional radio. Broadcast.
I'm sure every one of them have a picture, a black and white picture of themselves with the microphone, with the call letters. They're in the suit and tie with the headphones on.
Get my show together. I'm going on.
Edward R. Murrow.
Matt Devoti picking out some great classic rock for the show after us.
They want your back, man. Spinning some tunes from the Giant Wall OCDs.
What do you say, for old time's sake, we play Hotel California one more time? Come on. Come on, everyone. You with me?
Oh, my God. The board would come alive. They've done it. See? This proves they're going back to the Rock of New York. Oh, my God.
Bunch of retards.
The internet has just opened up a whole can of worms. Everyone has a forum now. The radio message board guy is a dentist. Everyone has a forum. There could be like the brain surgery page, and it could be hosted by a car mechanic. It doesn't matter. There's no accountability on any websites or internet things or postings. There's zero accountability. You don't need your name. You don't need anything. That's why there's rumors that get started about people. That's why rumors make it to the newspapers about us and things that we're doing. Well, we're going to mornings, Ope.
Yeah, sure.
You know how many times I have to read that Opie and Anthony will be going to mornings? Alan, the radio message board dentist.
who's also Gene Dixon, because he does make those predictions, Anthony, all
the
time.
He predicted. One of his biggest predictions for 2000 is Opie and Anthony will be doing mornings.
Will be doing mornings.
Will be.
And let me tell you why, he says.
Yeah. Because if they want him to do mornings, they will do mornings. They have no choice in the matter. Do you think Opie and Anthony wield enough power that they could say no to their bosses if their bosses say you're doing mornings? Hey, Alan. We could quit. We could just leave.
Yeah.
We were hired for afternoons. We enjoy it here.
And if we were offered mornings and if we didn't want to do it, we're not going to do it. They're not going to force us to do something we don't want to do.
And let's say you had to fill a tooth, Alan, right? There's a little cavity in one of the bicuspids, okay? And someone just comes over and tells you, do a root canal or just pull the tooth. You would say, no, I'm a dentist. I know what I'm doing. I'm just going to fill it. You know, you don't have to yank the tooth out.
We're not doing mornings. We're not.
Stop it.
We're not stupid. There's no competition in the afternoons. We know that.
We know that.
Jesus Christ. Even a paraplegic could win a marathon if no one else is running. We're not stupid.
We're not stupid is right.
What do we got? Bob Grant? You know, Mike and the Mad Dog?
Right.
Come on. There's nothing going on in the afternoons. We're comfy here.
Mike and the Mad Dog discussing the Jets situation for 40 straight hours.
Let's say the tuna was on Mars. All right? Let's say there was a football team on the Martian surface.
They have to just find their stories over there now.
We're not doing mornings.
No, we're okay. Not.
We're staying right here. The rock and roll dentist is wrong on this prediction.
The radio dentist.
No, call him the rock and roll dentist.
I wonder if he's like a program director at his office, and like he programs the music that you hear.
All right, I'm going to need some Bach and that. And then later on in the afternoon, I think we might go to something heavier like some Beethoven for some of the younger patients that might come in.
Oh, too funny. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I got a question for you. I do a lot of posting on different boards on the Internet. Could you give out the web address so we could go on and start doing some goof posts on it?
Well, we don't want to F the guy up, because if you're just going to post, like, curses or something, then he takes them off, and it's just a pain in the ass for him. And we don't want to do that. I mean, if you got something fun to post about the radio dentist and stuff, that'd be funny.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
If you want to go out of your way, I'll make it real easy. If you know the unofficial website address,
sure.
Under the link section, there's a link to the New York radio message board.
Okay, I mean, I ain't going to post nothing dumb, just maybe something a little funny, goofing on him.
No, what's even better than posting is just reading some of the real post on there. Yeah. You'll laugh your butt off.
These guys' lives are this pathetic that they're actually sitting down and thinking of this stuff.
They had a whole discussion a while back. They truly believe that what should happen to WNEW, the legendary 102.7 WNEW, this should turn into a standard station.
Yeah.
Hey, standards.
Two, because I want him to do a cleaning on my girlfriend's mouth after she gives me a rusty trombone. You know, because I don't want to be kissing that unless he can go in there and, you know, do the old...
Well, Opie and I are starting the New York Dentist message board. As a matter of fact, we're going to start critiquing some of Alan's work.
Oh, and one more thing. Paul's still a Packer.
All right. Oh, very good from yesterday. Thank you, Rich.
Goodbye.
All right. It's just amazing, though. And 99% of the people that post to the New York radio message board, the legit posters,
yeah,
absolutely hate Ant and I and want us to go away.
Oh, yeah, they want us gone in the worst way.
And every time our ratings, like, drop, like, a couple tenths of a point during, like, a trend, they're called, we get, like, ratings every month, basically, they're all over the place. See, I told you they were just a fad. It's just a matter of time before they're gone, and we'll have our classic rock back on NEW. What are you laughing at, Ant? They got posts all over it now?
Yeah. Someone wrote Dopey and Anthony, ha, 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 you rule. You know, stop reading this board, then, if you have a problem with this board. We don't have a problem with the board. We love the board.
We don't have a problem. We
it's
laugh.
It's fun to read.
You know, Ant and I, you know, we consider ourselves comedians, but we can't even match up to the comedic stylings of these people posting on the New York radio message board. They're starting a new rumor on the New York radio message board as I speak, Ant.
Yeah.
WNEW is going to be O&A all day. Very good. That was from Ziggy.
All right, Ant, we got to take a break.
All right.
But it's just hilarious. It's so stupid.
Keep sometimes writing your nasty posts about us. We really don't care.
Sometimes I think Alan slipped and shot the Novocaine directly into his brain.
We do like him, though. I mean, he's got to be a fun guy to run a radio message for if you're a dentist. You need a sense of humor.
He's actually had an open mind about our show from the beginning. I appreciate that much about it.
Imagine, like, you go to get your dentist, your tooth drilled, and you're Opie or Anthony, and you sit in the dentist chair, and you realize, he goes, "Hi, I'm Alan Sniffin." It's like,
ah! Mike, you're next. What's going on?
Oh, my teeth, that noise, my eyes are watering. Oh, my God. I swear to God, I feel like I'm actually sitting in that chair just hearing it over the radio.
You know what that is? That's actually one of these in fast motion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just speed it up.
I feel it, like, at the bottom of my teeth. I can't take the pain.
Yeah, isn't that bad?
It works as a car starter, too, Opie.
Yeah, I know. Watch this. Watch this.
When coupled with this, you take that, put it together. That's your car this winter.
Son of a bitch!
You always try one time too many.
You got cables, man?
All right.
You got cables?
Well, thank you, Mike.
All right.
Peace.
There goes Mike. Wow, we have so many people calling in now. Melissa, she's on hold. Stay right where you are.
Oh.
She would have strap-on sex in the studio for us.
Bravo.
We'll talk to her next.
Opie and Anthony.
What? That's crap. We can't put that on the air.
FM at 1027.
1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony.
Too funny.
You guys make us pee our pants, man. I'm telling you. Oh, I haven't laughed that hard in so long, Ant. The commercials were playing, and we went to the New York Radio Message Board. We just did 20 minutes on how stupid the New York Radio Message Board is. You can find the link through the unofficial Opie and Anthony website in the link section. But they discussed the most mundane and stupidest things about New York radio on this message board.
Yeah.
And they're like purists to the radio.
Yeah, they would
radio
like...
field.
They would love if all broadcasting went back to the way it was in the 50s, I think. You know, you just you play your songs, you give your time and weather checks, and then you're back into songs.
Correct.
Makes you a great job.
Correct.
Yeah. That's what they want. But, you know, they have us in New York to talk about. So they bash us.
So we pretty much trashed the New York Radio Message Board and pretty much, you know, explained how everyone who posts on there are a bunch of tools.
There's a couple of good people.
And we begged our listeners to be intelligent and, you know, if you want to check out the New York Radio Message Board for yourself, through the link section of the unofficial website, to be nice and stuff, right?
Of course.
You freaking bastards.
It's hysterical.
Now, I got to stress once again, they take it really seriously on this New York Radio Message Board.
Yes, they're very pure with their radio.
Why don't you read some of the postings that have made the New York Radio Message Board?
Double dong dildo to be used as new WNEW antenna. See, all the rumors get started on this thing. People just come up with this stuff. They say we're going to mornings.
Right.
And then they say it's absolutely true we're going to mornings. We're not. They always speculate as to what the new format will be here at NEW. This is the format.
Right.
But they keep speculating. So I guess our own listeners are throwing their own rumors in. One of them being that a double-dong dildo will actually be used as NEW's antenna high above the Empire State Building.
Some of the other postings. Ken just writes lesbians.
O&A to quit afternoon drive and become dentists. As you know, the head of this radio board, the guy that runs it, is actually a dentist.
It's pretty funny. Steve Mason posting. My show is Alan's Novocaine.
Need dental help? Pubes caught in my teeth? Every people here is soliciting for dental help.
Toby Tom posting on the New York Radio Message Board. I will give O&A a rusty trombone to keep my time alive. Tata Toothy making a posting. My gums pop. Ooh, a new rumor coming in on the message board, Ann, from Josh. Opie and Anthony, hire away Jackie the Joke Man.
Well, look at this one. Under the posting, I am gay, it's posted by Will Pendarvis. It says, I'm willing to get a dirty Sanchez from Spaz to keep my job. I am desperate. Will Pendarvis.
Well, we can't confirm
that
one. But that's what happens.
The funny thing about this radio message board. There's no accountability.
Right.
So any rumors that have started, any people, you don't even have to use your real name on this thing. I don't understand how rumors get started off of this thing.
Right.
I've seen legitimate journalists that use this page as a source. I wonder if we'll be reading in the Daily News tomorrow in Hinckley's section about the double dong dildo is now being used as NEW's new antenna. I'm going to whiz my pants
I
over here.
I am so glad we finally attacked this stupid board because it's been driving me nuts. Oh, now it's just out of control. I want to give Opie a reach around. I am gay. ONA rule. ONA. Nothing will beat the double dung dildo.
Well, I don't know. Plenty of rumors come up.
Mark has the gayest laugh I've ever heard. Now they're commenting about what they're hearing in the studio, Ed.
Well, Ope, we've covered the entire first page of the message board.
You guys rock. I'm laughing so freaking hard.
They're going to be none too happy about this.
No. Oh, they'll be discussing this for a month or two.
Mm.
Very good job, guys. Very good job. Very, very good job. This is Tom Chiasano, not good off. NEW to turn into the 24-hour Rick Springfield station.
Uh-oh, who let that cat out of the bag?
Whoops. We didn't want anyone to know that one. Dentist approved.
Radio message board to be used as instant feedback for ONA. That's pretty funny, man.
Oh, man, you guys are making us laugh really hard. I got to stress once again how serious they take this message board.
Yes.
Gobble, absolutely. Gobble by Don Imus.
Don Imus.
Checking in with Gobble, Gobble.
My sides hurt now. I was laughing too hard.
Very funny.
Coughing a phlegm.
Very funny. Melissa.
Yes.
Thanks for waiting.
No problem.
I
was driving in the car to ride home, me and my fiance, and just heard about the two girls and ran into the most convenient 7-Eleven and got the penthouse, checked it out.
Oh, you checked out the penthouse with the strap-on lesbo sex?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have worse here, but I figured, you know, maybe I'll check this out. I agree it should be in color, but I'm sorry, it's a total turn-on, and my fiancé said the same thing, and, I mean, I'd be willing to do it. I mean, that's like a fantasy of mine. I've had lesbian sex before, and it's just incredible, but this is cool. There's nothing homosexual about it. Like you said, it's just a... Like a device, like anything else. Like, who said something about the car hanging off of it or something? You're right. It's like the same thing. So, who cares? I mean...
Well, we're real distracted because more postings are coming up on the New York radio message board.
Oh, no.
Which one it?
Oh, is that more important
Spaz
than...
Spaz and Ricky Martin seen on jet ski in Florida.
Oh, my God. That's really
girl funny. Masturbate for ONA to save the station.
I'll be one of those girls.
Oh, my God. You people are killing me, man.
Oh, I'm in love with Opie, the skank. All right. Well, Melissa.
Yes.
Well, we did find another girl that would be willing to come down here and give it a try, too.
Oh.
We do this, I want to be a lesbian for a day, and this is where we want to go with this concept.
Take a little more hardcore.
Hardcore!
Yeah. I get it.
I don't know how much of it we'll be able to get on the radio, but
yeah.
Would you guys be open to, like, a little photo shoot so we could share with our faithful listeners?
Sure, why not?
Our faithful listeners all over the world at this point?
Oh, yeah. World?
Yeah, this internet website's going everywhere.
I picked up the penthouse, and the guy at the counter, he says to me, oh, are you in this issue? Because I don't go in there. And I was like, yeah, right. And he's like, no, really. Then I turned him on to your show because he was listening to some lame radio station, which I won't name, but anyway. So, yeah, I've been trying to get on this
all right.
Lesbian you know, for a day thing, so.
What do you look like?
What do you want to start with, like height, weight, measurements?
Yeah, whatever you want to give.
Okay, I've got like pretty long red straight hair, real big eyes, nice face, real nice face. I'm 5'4 and a half, 130, 36B, and I don't know. I just have a nice body, like nice and nice curvy body. I've never not had a date, so I don't know. I guess there must be something not wrong with me.
All right, cool. Well, stay on hold. Rick's going to talk to you, and we're going to try to set this up for very soon.
Okay.
For in the very near future, I should
say. Excellent. Okay.
All right, Melissa?
Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling in.
All right,
hold
on. You're cool. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. I think they've shut down the message board.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, I think they shut it down.
I was wondering about that.
No, they definitely, like, won't allow any more posts at this time, I think. There's hundreds of them now.
Oops.
Hundreds of them.
I just got a forbidden message when I went to post something.
Oh, really?
Just there. I had to check if it was still rolling. No, he shut her down.
I think that's payback, to be honest with you. For all the mean, nasty things that stupid board has said about our radio show.
That's it.
Our listeners are very, very powerful, aren't they, Anthony?
They've shut it down.
You guys shut down a very important message board.
Look at it. It's nice to see some real postings, though. These are fun postings.
I'd go to this every day to read this stuff.
Like, what will become of WGVV?
Right.
Like, who cares? Will they become a standard station? Or will they go to jazz? No. When you get postings like Spaz and Ricky Martin seen on Jet Ski in Florida, and Ant's mom to make appearance at Virgin Megastore.
What's under that one? Can we even read it on the air?
Probably not.
No.
Radio message board to be used in instant feedback. That one's great. I give Opie a reach around.
Very good. You guys made us very happy today because the trash they were talking about us on that thing for the last year and a half.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Payback's a bitch. All right. Rick, no one can post on the board anymore.
I know.
They shut it off.
They shut it off.
I couldn't even access it because I wanted to check some out. I like the Richard Todd posting. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Jim on line 7. 4 out of 5 dentists recommend ONA. Rick, Melissa on line 8. She wants to do the strap-on thing. Maria, what's going on? Maria!
Oh, I thought you said Melissa.
No.
No, I don't want to do... I'm curious about these women calling in and, you know, like, that's a big fantasy thing, you know? That's like, there are fantasies that you would, like, act out, and then there are ones that you just, you kind of save... And yeah. You use it in your head because, you know, sex is a very cerebral thing. I mean, if you really want to enjoy it. But it's like, if you do everything that you've ever dreamed about or fantasized about, I mean, what do you do later? I mean, some of these women are, like, really young and stuff. I'm like, at 30, you're going to be so bored with sex.
So you don't act out your fantasies?
You act out some fantasies, and some fantasies are better not acted out, you know. They're like yours.
I think it's our goal on this earth to act out as many fantasies as humanly possible.
I'm not saying, but
I have so many fantasies in my head. I have so many in my head, I'll never get to all of them.
No, but you've got to space them out a little bit. I'm sorry. You know, if you're 22 years old and you're having sex in a radio station, it's tough to top that. You know, it's like, as far as sex stories go, you know.
Maria, know what's weird about that, though? These girls that come in here, they get so freaking turned on by it because there's a bunch of guys around, and that in itself is a turn on to a lot of these ladies.
I'm not saying they're not turned on, but, you know, what... That'll, like, stick in their memory. They, nothing will ever match up to that. You know what I mean?
Well, you never know.
I mean, what else? Okay, what would you do?
We've heard from the ladies after their experience of being a lesbian for a day.
Uh-huh.
They thank us up and down. They say it's one of the happiest days of their lives.
Really?
Yeah, because they are just, like, completely clear.
I don't know. I guess I would think that would be more like a private thing. Like, you know, you're, nervous that you're not going to be able to do anything right.
Well, to some people, sure. But, I don't know. Have you heard any of our Lesbian for a Day shows?
I've never. Actually, I just started listening to you guys. And
what were you listening to before?
I was just, like, listening to my own music. I like talk radio, but I have I can't get AM in my stereo, so
there's
really
on.
No talk radio on FM, and I just, like, stumbled upon you guys.
There's nothing going on AM radio.
Well, I don't know. Then, you know, it's most of the talk radio stations are AM, but
yeah,
and the talk, most talk radio stations, it's just like, oh, it gets on your nerves after a while because it flim-flams around or it's just too much of just arrogance. And I was like zipping around and
this is all
is it Noon Chick or
excuse me, the Radio Chick.
Radio
yeah.
Chick.
Yeah, she's doing very well.
Yeah, I listened to you guys yesterday, but they repeated part of the show today.
Who, us or Radio
you
Chick?
You guys.
Yeah, we do that a lot in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
It's very busy.
I'm not in school right now, so I'm being very good at being lazy. But so I heard her, but I'd heard you guys yesterday.
Cool.
And I listened to you guys today because it entertains me. I think it's very funny.
Hold on. There's a lady on the line that takes issue to what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Marie. It'll be all right.
Okay.
We take it easy on the newbies to this radio.
Thanks. Yeah, because I'm not good at this.
Joni, what's going on?
Nothing. I just heard her saying how she's upset about all these young girls acting out their fantasies, and I don't know. Acting out fantasies is fun, and there's nothing wrong with it.
No, you misunderstand. I'm talking from more of a cerebral point of view. Of course you want to act out your fantasies and, bring yourself as much pleasure as possible in your life. I'm just thinking to myself that a lot of sex is cerebral, and if you have, nothing to top that...
I don't know. I think you can always top it. You can always find something.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ask you, how would you top that?
How would you top having sex
studio, with a bunch of guys watching you? I mean, come on. Wouldn't that be, your favorite story to,
look back, and when I'm 30 or 40, I can say, oh, yeah, well, I did this at a radio station, and I could tell all the stories about all the things I did and, be totally fulfilled in life and...
But would it still turn you on?
There's more exciting things than having sex in a radio station.
No, but would the memory still turn you on?
Yes. Okay, more be a turn on, I think.
Okay.
I had a threesome 11 years ago. The memory is clear as day. Clear as day, and that was one of my fantasies.
Do you think about it to get you hot again?
Oh, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, cool.
And if you didn't do it, you'd probably be really upset at yourself right now because you'd just be sitting there thinking about it,
That's true.
You ever talk to the guys anymore, Ro?
Shut up.
Come on. You knew that was coming.
Yeah,
you see your stuff? All right, continue, girls.
I don't know. I just wanted to, because she sounded like she was upset about all these young girls. I don't know. I like to have fun, and I like to be able to, if I want to do something, then I'm going to do it, and I like to be able to say that I did it, So, I don't know. I just wanted to
understand
why you were upset.
I wasn't upset. I didn't understand the risk.
What
I'm saying? To me, I didn't understand the risk, because, I'm not as a free spirit as the women who are calling in. It's like,
maybe you should try something like that.
I don't know.
No? Have you thought about it?
Okay.
Well, of course I've thought about it. I'm 32 years old.
Yeah, so, you should be ready to do something now. As they say, a lot of women, when they get into their 30s, are a lot more, into a lot of sexual things. You should try something. You should just...
it's weird, though. It's like, I once had, 6 years ago, and supermodel hit on me. And I didn't go.
Oh, no. Why not?
And you want to know something? I used this fantasy in my head of actually having gone with her.
Really?
Yeah. So,
Wait,
6 years postscript, I'm sitting there thinking, regretting, but still thinking about how it would have happened. Or what would God happen.
Wow,
I'm thinking, what a dope.
A real supermodel?
Yeah.
Like one we know?
Yeah.
Who?
I can't say.
Hey, you must be hot then if a supermodel's hitting on you.
No, I just think I'm goofy.
Goofy?
Well, No one goes for
goofy.
I make people laugh.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I guess I'm not bad looking, but whatever.
What are the initials of the supermodel?
I can't say. That would be horrible.
They only have one initial.
No one knows. No one knows who you are.
I have some friends in the fashion business, and I think that they'd be less than happy with me if I...
Tyra? Wow.
Gave a name.
Tyra Banks?
No. Except for I have a friend who used to be a model, and she's gay. And
black or white?
I'm not saying.
You could go that far.
Okay, white.
White.
Could be anyone.
CS?
See, they all do that. All those girls. They just, that is their life. It's amazing.
KM?
Yeah.
No. With KM.
CC?
CC? No.
Not KM?
What's KM?
That's a model.
Okay, I'm, all right.
No.
OP?
All right. Hey, Joni, I'm going to let you go because one of the girls that did do Lesbian for a Day wants to talk to
Mary. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Joni doing a very good job for us today. Let's put Maria on with Shaunine. Shaunine!
Hey, guys.
Hey. Shaunine was a lesbian for a day on the radio show?
Okay. Yes,
yeah,
I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
Do you have a question to ask Shaunine, Maria?
Well, actually, yeah. Let's get to the definitive on this. I mean, it's like, you know, is doing what you did of a memory that it, you know, still turns you on, still, you don't...
Oh, well, of course. I mean, it's just a totally... Oh, there are no words for it. I mean, it's something that I think everyone should just drop their defenses, drop their guard, and just go ahead and do it, because...
Well, okay,
you know,
so you thought it's great, right? So
yeah.
What do you do after you sit there and you go, oh, my God, that's great. What am I going to do next? Because that's kind of my attitude. I'm like, okay, I loved that. I'm going to do something next, you know, and, like, I'd become obsessed with trying to figure out how I could top it.
Well, you know, that's where you got to have creativity. There's always something, you know, a little something extra you can throw in.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about
just
it.
Just to have that that memory, that'll last your lifetime.
I know. Well,
and, Shaunine, you're not really a lesbian, right, if I remember?
No. That would be correct.
Have you had any other liaisons since that first one?
Well, not since then. You know, it's only been like 2 weeks.
Oh. You guys do this frequently, this lesbian for a day thing?
We haven't done it in about 3 weeks, so we're just we're chomping at the bit.
Oh, yeah.
So to speak.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's that the guys are offering a great opportunity to the ladies here in New York.
You know, though, I have a boyfriend who says that if I do a threesome with him, he will take me to Paris.
Oh, really?
That's it for a trip to Paris, and you're not going to do it? Are you nuts?
Well, I don't want to... See, well, never mind. But I just, I don't know.
All right.
Well, you know, yeah, there's no time like the present.
Okay.
You know, tomorrow's not promised to you. Get naked today.
Well, go to Paris.
Well, thank you, Shaunine.
No problem.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Someone else is on the line. They're saying this is sounding like The View.
Yeah.
Amy, you're next. What's up?
Now, this is Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yes.
Hi, Charlotte. Charlotte?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to get off the phone. There's something.
Oh. All right, we're losing
What's
you,
happening?
Charlotte. Call back if you could still hear us, okay? All right, we'll do one more call, and we'll move
Charlotte.
On here. Debbie, you're on with Maria. What's up?
Now, the only problem I have is why is she so obsessed with what she can top next? When you first had your sexual experience when you were younger, didn't you top it after that with something else and something better? I mean, my first sexual experience was great, but I topped after that by doing it on top of a car outside in public. And then after that, I topped it with going to bed with my best friend and her 2 ex-boyfriends.
Wow.
So there's always time to top it off.
Yeah, I guess to me, you know, maybe the acme of my sexual fantasies would be performing it in front of a group of people, my first lesbian act. You know,
but
to me, that would be the acme. I just don't know what I could come up with after that.
Stop being so prude about it.
I'm not being prude about it. My
old.
Imagination doesn't work that way.
All right.
Mm.
Well, thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Star Jones, do you have a comment on this today?
I know when I have, like, group sex.
Yeah.
It could just be me, and that's group sex. Why do I sound like ribbing out?
All right. Well, Maria, well, thank you for calling in.
Well, yeah, it was cool. Maybe I'll have to do this again.
And I hope you enjoy the radio show.
I do, very much. Thank you.
All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.
Right on. Rock, you're next. What's up?
What's up, guys?
All right.
I'm on the site now. I believe they deleted all the messages. I only see 2 left.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
They're deleting them.
Oh, well.
That's all right. That message board is up 24/7.
Oh, I love the ones when they jumped in on Tubby Tom. Those were great.
They're hilarious. Well, you guys did a great job with that today. Thank you.
Oh, we pounded
yes.
it, man.
All right.
Rock on.
Thank you, Rock.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I could see him sitting there at his little keyboard deleting all the
listening to us right now. Hi, Alan.
How you doing, Alan?
Alan the Baptist from the New York Radio Message Board.
Isn't there a patient in the blue room?
All right. The phones are just lit. Maria got everyone thinking here, Aunt.
Mm.
We'll go to the phones next. Stay there.
Hey, Ann, your mom did say I was hot. Oh, come on, Mom. Don't bang Opie. You my mom. I'm yours.
I say lay back and enjoy it. The hell
of a toboggan ride.
Okay, and Anthony.
I've got the love of the old party.
1027.
It's 1027 WNEW. It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey,
I have no idea what we're discussing today, but
a little bit of everything, a bunch of nothing.
But we're having fun, right, Ant?
I guess Alan checked in. Hey, Opie and Anthony, thanks for all the promotion. It's nice to know the power of this board is so great that I have successfully manipulated you to give me free promotion. Trust me, you will be doing mornings. Your friend, Dr. Allen.
We're not going to do mornings. I actually like the guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a peasant.
Because I feel like he's old school.
Yeah.
But he at least has an open mind to understand why our show does work.
Yeah.
In New York. You know, there are people interested in this crap that we call the Opie and Anthony Show, believe it or not.
Figure that one out.
Figure that out is right. All right. Should we leave Alan and his New York radio message board alone for a while?
Yeah.
Have the listeners back off a little bit?
Yeah, because I want to be able to read some of the postings from the actual people that usually post, you know.
All right.
Some of those fun people.
Let's go back to the phones here. Who's this?
This is Giovanna.
Giovanna, what's up?
What's up? I just want to say, first off, that I love your show. I am a big, big fan.
Oh, thank you.
I was actually calling because I found today's topic interesting about the lesbian for a day.
Okay.
I'm a bisexual married woman, and as far as the comment that was made of how could you possibly top an experience, believe me, I have given my husband many threesomes, and each one gets better and better, and you never forget them.
And I'm just visualizing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Very
good. So you basically bring your friends home for your husband?
I bring friends home, or actually, it's better to sleep with friends. It makes the friendship that much better.
Oh, God.
To be quite honest with you, the best experiences have been with friends.
Do you bring home strangers, too?
I brought home a few go-go dancers.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's pretty hot. That's really, really hot. It's just the, actually, I go to go-go bars with my husband, so it kind of puts a little bit of a tease because you don't know what to expect.
Right. Well, very right, good. Well,
do you have fine time to work with all this screwing you're doing?
Actually, that relieves the stress that I get from work.
Ah.
That is my little outlet.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Giovanna.
Well, thank you very much. You guys are great.
I appreciate you calling in.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dude, what do you have in front of you?
What? Dude, Rick put that up an hour ago.
For an hour, that's been
Gay Live.
Boy, Rick, you got me.
A man for every day of the week. Gay Live. Talk to hundreds of local guys daily.
Yeah, and I had it in front of me for the last hour so I could remember to call the gay live line after the show. That's right.
I didn't say that. I just saw
it was
through
up here
the back
for like an hour.
I saw through the back of the page. I saw a bunch of, like, men with their shirts off, and I was wondering what you were looking
at. See, this is what Rick finds funny. He thinks it's really funny and a good way to bust on someone, I guess. I don't get it myself. But Lisa, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I want you to know, first of all, I think you guys are awesome. You're so funny.
Thank you.
For my husband's 40th birthday, I wanted to do a threesome, and he wouldn't go for it.
Well, was it with another girl?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I thought it would be a great birthday gift.
What did he say?
No way. He wasn't into it.
Why?
I don't know why. I was majorly bummed. I have to live vicariously through your Lesbian for a Day show.
Maybe his girlfriend would have gotten pissed.
I don't know. Maybe.
Now, you were setting up the whole thing? Who was the other girl?
I was going to ask a relative, my sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law?
Would that, yes.
Isn't that his sister?
I know. Would that be his sister?
No. It's
hey, that's why he said no.
Oh, man, really?
It's not John Rocker.
He likes her. She's cute, you know? But he wouldn't go for it. He's, like, very straight.
And what was his reason?
He's just not into the kinky stuff, you know?
Wow. It's just a wham-bam, thank you, ma'am position?
You must have just beat him down over the course of your marriage to the point where he doesn't even know.
No,
you ever see, like, a dog? Dog could be starving, and you hold, like, a little doggy treat in front of his face, but he just knows that he's been beaten and starved for so long. He doesn't even know to take it. That's what you did to the poor bastard.
God, I hope that's not not the reason why.
Have you guys had any, go ahead, go ahead.
He's just very conservative.
Have you had any kinky sex over the years?
Not like a few toys that I've introduced him to, but that's about it.
Toys? What, you introduced to him?
Yeah.
Onto him?
No, for him to use.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What, PlayStation?
Was he into that?
Yeah, he's into PlayStation.
No, no, was he into the toys?
Like vibrators, that kind of stuff, but, you know.
I'm shocked. I don't think there's many guys out there that would turn down a threesome.
I'm shocked, too. I can't believe it myself.
All right.
Very disappointed.
All right, Lisa, that's a good story for your...
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
Turning it down, Aunt.
How about that?
Kevin turned it down, too. Kevin.
How are you doing, old man?
All right, what's up?
I think your show is great. Listen to you all the time.
Thanks.
Let me tell you, I thought about it all my life, and I would love to have it. With two women, maybe I don't know. Not with my wife and somebody else. Because then you got to live up to this thing all the time with what she thinking about, you know?
Hmm. And, you know, well, so have you turned it down officially?
It was proposed to me. It wasn't set in stone, but I did say, no, I wouldn't like that.
What, and just because you were paranoid about it?
Totally.
If it was two strange girls, you would have went for it?
Without a doubt, in a minute. I mean, I thought about this, something every guy thinks about, I think.
It's the number one fantasy for guys.
Two girls I met in a bar, I mean, they were hot and stuff. It would be no contest. But my wife and somebody else...
Right.
I think it would be too much to have to think about in the future.
Wow. Okay.
Too much to have to think about in the future.
Well, you got to think that the wife eventually would use it against you somehow.
Yeah, it's gonna come out again. It's gonna come out bad in the long run somehow.
They,
down the line.
They have a way of making a very cool situation.
Oh yeah.
And then make you feel real guilty about it. So
really,
I think so.
Tell me about it.
That's just my opinion.
Could you explain to Ann?
I'm real surprised. Ann's so quiet during this segment. Kevin, thank you.
Thanks again, guys. You guys are great.
Haven't heard Ant this quiet in months.
The audience is putting together pieces of a puzzle, aren't they? Hey, dude. Yeah. Not to change the subject.
Which you desperately want to have.
Check this out. All you right. Tell me you're not into this.
I said I'm into it now.
I know. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Watch when she starts going at it. It's a video of a strap-on.
A strap-on lesbian
sex. A strap-on. Look at that.
That's exactly what we saw in the studio.
All right. Look at Rick looking.
Rick, come on.
You just had a look on your face like...
Rick's all paranoid like it might be a setup. I'm telling you, that is hot.
Yeah.
That is definitely hot.
It looks like David Coverdale banging some chick from behind.
What?
Rick.
Geez, sorry, it's not one of your muscle chicks that look like friggin' Lou Ferrigno with boobs. Well, wig.
Yeah, where are those muscle magazines these days? I haven't seen him lately.
Office.
I haven't seen him around lately. Have you, Ant?
Spanking out a batch to this.
You know what? All right, listen.
Oh, here
we got the pictures of Ant in the fur coat on the unofficial website.
Yes, we do. How about those, Steve?
Yeah, those
you like those?
Steve from the unofficial website in the studio with Sick Boy from xwrestling.com. Uh-huh. Yeah, the pictures of you in the fur coat are up and running.
I'm shocked you would allow me access to those, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, you got to throw it out there. We talked about it on the show. We talked about me being... And I was a kid, so it doesn't matter.
Of course.
And my little fur coat that my mom made me wear.
Well, but that red, white, and blue thing under the fur coat is a little bit disturbing. I'm not really sure what angle you're going for there.
I was pretty snappy dressed. Yeah. Know what the scariest part of that picture is? There's Ant, his brother Joe, and his sister Dawn. You have no clue which one is Ant.
Absolutely none.
That's you could say Dawn is Anthony.
Yeah.
And vice versa. You guys look like triplets.
So if I didn't have the other pictures to go by, I would not have known which one was Anthony.
Which one was me?
Yeah. I was about to circle your sister, I think.
Yeah.
I was about to...
All right, so we got those up there. I guess I got to bring in the pumpkin pictures.
Yeah, when you went pumpkin picking with Sandy.
All right.
And you took the picture of you with your head sticking through the big cardboard pumpkin cutout.
Oh.
And, like, it was a place to stick your head through, a big photo op.
I've seen that.
And then
in the studio with one of Rick's muscle mags. And this is the other thing I want on the website.
All right, fine.
I want a picture.
Find the muscle chicks that I like to look at.
I want a picture.
And tell me
shut
that
up.
They're not.
Shut up. God damn.
It's just so,
it's pandemonium in here today, man.
Sorry, Rick. I forgot. You're perfect.
I'm not perfect. Yeah. Everything but those
you,
are chicks.
I forgot, Rick. Everything you think and do is right on. You're perfect.
That's
I
right.
Forgot.
We all can't be like you all.
Can't take a little abuse.
I always take abuse.
We will find the pictures of what Rick finds hot in women, and we'll put those on the website, too. I don't think that... Oh, there's one. A sumo wrestler for you playing at home. Okay.
Al from Jersey wants to know, he asks...
Where's the
hey,
hot
if
muscle
I get,
chicks?
If I get two hookers for a threesome, will Anthony pay for it?
Very good. Very good. That puzzle is almost complete.
All right. I'll admit, these girls are definitely hot.
Smoke it.
Yep. Back me up on this. Remember when we went to the Sexpo last April?
Yeah.
And that chick came over that was a man with boobs?
Muscle chick.
And as soon as she left, Rick comes up to us, like, with his hands on us because he can't stand anymore because he was, like, blown away by this chick going, oh, God, you guys see how hot that chick was?
No,
like,
I was not.
Yes, you lied.
And
I was not leaning on you guys like
that. Yeah, he was
so
all, like, taken with
give
the chick.
Give me a break.
Totally taken with
lean
the chick.
On anybody like that.
Sorry, Rick. Once again, you're right.
I am right.
Of course.
This if I had to lean on you guys would have been calling me a homo for leaning on you.
This chick doesn't have enough body fat. Right there. Look. Look in that crotch area. What's going on there? You know, some of these muscle heads work out too much. You need some body a little bit of body fat.
That's perfection.
Look right by the crotch. It's like all like something's going on down there.
I don't need perfection.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem
no,
with
I'm
it.
Just
but I don't
saying,
need, I don't
she
need
should
perfection
have...
like that.
Come on.
So.
Yeah, I like a girl you could really wind up and punch in the gut. I mean, Jesus Christ, look at her abs.
But soft and cuddly.
Aunt,
no.
And explain the girl that Rick was fawning over.
Man with long hair and breasts. That's the only way I could describe it.
Dude, Rick, she was so built.
I had to say, she was standing in front of me.
She was.
And I had to say,
no.
I had to say nice things.
He said it after she left. I know he did.
Yeah. I'm with Opie on this one. I remember because we ragged you.
I don't think so.
I seem to recall this conversation. I think they're right. And
maybe Rick's not allowed to admit that he found another woman attractive now that he's married.
Yeah, that might be it.
You are such
yeah.
a wuss.
Ben thinks he might have photos of her.
Oh, really?
Of the chick.
Actually, there are probably photos of her in, like, most muscle magazines. She has, like, porno videos out.
Well, let me tell you something. The pictures might be different than what we saw in real
no,
life.
No, it's... It, you
we'll
tell.
Put the pictures up on the unofficial website, and then we'll have the listeners decide for themselves.
Listeners can decide if Rick's a fag or not. Gee, I wonder which way that voting will go.
Hey, Rick, on the phone, what's up?
Hey, how are you? You guys are great.
Hey, thanks.
What? Man, these guys that wouldn't want to do a threesome with two girls.
F the guys that don't want to do a threesome with two girls. Okay, why?
They got to be out of their minds. That's like the greatest thing. I mean, I live in a swinging lifestyle. My wife and I, we do threesomes, we do foursomes, we do groups. It's fantastic. I don't understand why more people don't get into it. To have anything that you want, it's all there. The
yeah.
clubs like Les Trapeze in the city are wild.
All right, there you go.
Why are these people, like, so afraid of this?
So, guys that turn it down are fags.
Yeah, pretty much. Come
right.
on now.
All right, Rick. Right?
It's nuts if they don't want to enjoy, what, they don't like women?
Right.
Or seeing two women together, or if they have a strap-on. Hey, it's really cool when the old lady's down on the knob and the other one's behind her doing her with a strap-on. It's nuts.
All right, Rick, thank you.
Take care.
Very good. Some great phones coming in, but we got to take another break, Ant. As we go to break, we got to play a little ditty from Ant and his brother Joe, though.
What's that?
In honor of Raft Boy going back to Cuba.
Raft Boy. That poor kid, man. He got a little he gets to spend Christmas in America as a poor little, like, orphan child. You know how us Americans are like that. We're generous to a fault. Last picture I saw of him, he was riding around in that cool little motorized, like, Jeep or something
yeah.
that he got for Christmas. You know how many presents this kid got?
He's like living in America. It's like, woohoo.
We're saps as a country. We see something.
Absolutely.
Like that. We see something like that on TV, and we all send presents. I saw a picture of the little boy with toys around him. I thought he was in a Toys R Us, but no, that was the house filled with toys for
toys
him.
For him.
For him.
And I hear now they're all just going to lash them all together with some ropes, pop them on top, and send them off of Miami.
Oh,
he does. So watch him float back.
He's going to...
Yeah, it is. I bet he feels like Ziggy.
He got showered with presents, and now he's being sent back to the gutter.
Back to the slime.
Mini Ziggy.
That's so true.
What a mess. Now the poor kid's got to go back to Cuba.
He's going
to
be scarred for life.
Oh,
we should have sent him back in the first place, but...
I had a great time. I still remember it, man.
Right.
I was a kid. I had a great time.
That's all he's going to be talking about, and no matter how old he gets.
There's going to be a guy in the background, shut up and roll another cigar.
I was Raft Boy.
All right. So we're sending Raft Boy back in honor of him, this little ditty that always gets us in trouble.
Oof. Phones are going to be dialing any second.
No, I got to say something about this radio show. They don't call us anymore.
No.
When we first got here and we play songs like we're about to play,
yeah. Oh,
man, oh, yeah, the phones would go crazy with uh-huh. people that wanted our heads. They don't even bother with us anymore. Our listeners love it, and then those fringe people, they call management.
You know the guitarist on the song, Rex, is actually Cuban? Swear to God, he's full-blood Cuban.
Think that's going to help your case?
I was hoping. That's why I said it.
All right, this is for Raft Boy.
Drown, drown, Cuban, drown, drown, Cuban, drown, yeah, Cuban, drown, 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 Cuban. Refugees, give them a hand. Broke the seas just to open up a taco stand. 20 Cubans float on a wine bottle cork. Guantanamo Bay is just a 5-minute walk. Turn around. Look at Mama Cita, she's as big as a boat. You shove a motor up a raft if you thought she'd float. Turn around. Cuban drown, drown, Cuban drown, yeah, Cuban drown.
It's kind of like a car wreck on the highway. You're going to have to, tune us in to see what the hell these idiots are doing next.
Opie and Anthony. We refuse to be responsible.
So don't screw yourself.
We refuse to be responsible.
One, oh, 1027 WNEW. It's Opie and Anthony. People enjoying the, What?
I hate the bed music.
Why?
Like, I like it right at first, but then, like, fade out.
Yeah, it just...
Oh, God, it goes on forever. There are some, like, best of bits that I listen to over vacation.
Yeah.
Crank that up. Crank the music up.
Well, I gotta get another one, because that's fading.
Get another one.
Like, one that's really loud?
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll kind of describe to you what some of these phone calls sound like when they pop right into a phone call. Louder, make it louder.
So you're trying to say the bed is too loud on some of those old hits?
What? Yeah.
Well.
And then I've heard from other people that say, you like, I guess the machinery here at the station equals it out. So, no? From what Rick is saying?
It does it on the microphone.
Right.
But not on another CD.
Okay, that's
which is what we have everything burned on.
Right, and if like a phone call comes through
right.
or something. But for our mics, it's okay. But in our headphones, we hear the music loud. So now here is what the listener hears when it's just us talking. So play it real low. Hey, what's up? It's Opie and Anthony. How you doing today? Because, like, it's cranking in our headphones.
And we think it's loud, but it really is.
But it equals out as it comes out of your speakers at home.
Gotcha. Stacy, you're next. What's going on?
Not what's going on.
Talking to you.
Not to throw a wrench in the whole threesome conversation, but I think that it's okay to fool around, but intercourse, I don't really think that that's necessary with the third person. There's other things that could be done.
Intercourse?
Yeah, I don't really
care. Intercourse. It's just too personal, especially when you're married.
Well, it's not like the main goal if I'm in a threesome.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to hear. See, that's not
really?
Important to you guys, right?
No, I'm serious.
What's your main goal?
Just that it's two chicks.
Right? Shouldn't that be enough?
I get to pop one and feel around with the other. I'm happy. Yeah, without a doubt. I don't need to pop two.
There you go. That's what I was looking to hear. I hope my husband's listening.
If I pop the two, then that's an extra bonus, but it's not like I'm going away, you know, mad or sad because I only popped one and got to feel around with the other one.
That's like a football game.
Good terminology,
quarter
guys.
Ends, you change end zones.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Eric, what's going on?
Hey, Owen. Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey, listen, I'm a big fan of threesomes.
Okay.
But I'm a way bad fan of threesomes when it comes to your wife or your girlfriend.
All right, why?
About 7 years ago, my wife comes up to me and she says,
What if it's your wife and girlfriend?
Well, that might not be bad. Yeah, but about 7 years ago, my wife comes up to me and she's like, want to do a threesome for my birthday. I'm like, what?
Why is everyone shaking their head? I'm just trying to...
Well, I'm like, this is great. I had like 3 years...
You guys know something
memory.
I don't? All right, Eric, go ahead.
Well,
I'm very
like,
distracted. Everyone's shaking their head in here.
Yeah, tell them to shut the hell up.
All right.
Well, I had, like, this is, like, 7 years ago, so I had, like, 3 years that, like, the best memory.
Yeah.
Well, like, about 3 years ago or so, my wife comes up to me, and she says, remember that threesome that we did? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, I'd like to do it again. I'm like, this is great. She wanted to do it with a guy, though.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what, are you high?
You know...
Never, ever, ever, never, ever, never, ever.
Well, that's the opinion of your pals, O&A, but we heard...
I've been divorced 2.5 years because of it.
We've heard from a lot of guys out there that they don't mind doing abroad with their buddy.
She held that over your head?
Yeah, she held it over my head. That's what... When that other guy called, I had to call.
So, all right,
like,
wait.
Since I got you a chick, you got to let me have a guy?
I mean, she was nice enough to give me a choice of, like, three of my friends.
And because you wouldn't do the threesome with...
Choice of three of your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She gives me a choice. She's like, you can have these three, but not these two. And I'm like, I'm like, what, are you high? No.
What, are you high?
I like people working that into their conversation, Ann. Very good. Sounds like there might have been other problems in the marriage, sir.
Yeah, there was. She ended up going and doing a threesome with two other guys.
Oh, really?
She came back and told me about it. She told me that she wouldn't, that I wouldn't do it, so she wanted to experience it that way.
Do you miss the bitch?
Only when I'm driving.
But don't bump.
The other day she ran across the street and I missed her.
All right, Eric.
Hey, you guys, you rule, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. Kim has a butt. She would do a threesome butt. Kim?
In the, oh,
hello?
Just a butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, my whole, I have a big problem with threesomes.
All right.
Basically, I would do it, but I don't want to do it with somebody that I love, like my boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, the thought or the sight of him kissing another girl would piss me off. You know? It wouldn't turn me on. I would be angry and jealous.
Really?
You know? Like, okay, you and your wife and some other girl. Well, I guess it's different for guys, but... You know, she's, like, making out with some other girl. Aren't you going to be jealous?
No.
All right. Well, that was my whole point. I would just be jealous.
I
wouldn't want to do it with somebody I loved, basically.
Know where my jealousy would come in?
Where?
And I got to stress, I would not do this, but I don't know. Let's... Because I always get in trouble for putting my foot in my mouth. Let's say I was talked into a threesome where it was another guy. But it's not going to happen. But this—that's.
Oh my God. But you see my point.
Wait, with
there,
the, no,
there
no,
it is.
Ass wipe.
Can we see your stuff?
Another guy, another girl. Obviously talking about the relationship I'm in. You're such an idiot.
You can't even be hypothetical on this show. You know how it works.
Pull your pants down. Pull your pants down. Pull your pants down. That's where the jealousy would come in, though, if I was involved with a threesome
right,
with my girlfriend and another guy.
Oh,
even though,
it was on the
even,
other
though even though I said it wouldn't happen, but if I saw the my girlfriend... making out with another guy, I'd have a problem with that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If I was with two guys...
You know, you guys could all laugh and stuff, but I could go to the phones and talk to 100 guys that had a threesome with another guy.
I know, we've talked about that.
And they swear it's... and they swear they're straight and stuff. I personally don't want to do it. It was a hypothetical situation, blah, blah, blah.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if I was in a threesome with my girlfriend and another girl and they were making out, I wouldn't be jealous in the least.
All right.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Now,
bye-bye.
Now I'm screwed for the next month. Thanks. Yeah, whatever. I'm a fag giving it to your sister, okay?
That's right.
Whoa, man.
She loves gay guys.
Ah, Moses.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
She's a fag hag.
Well, you see, my girlfriend, she would like to try with another girl.
Uh-huh.
But I know also that, you know, before we talked and she said that if she was with another guy, that would also, you know, that would also be good for her. But if I were another girl, I wouldn't even be able to touch her because then she would want to be with another guy and I can't deal with that. I couldn't let her.
Okay.
I mean, if I see her with another guy, I could never touch her again. I would feel really weird. I mean, what if she runs away with the other guy? Doesn't like me no more.
God damn it. I'm distracted because everyone's on the phones now abusing me.
Of course they are.
All right, thank you, Moses. Bye. Might as well play it out. John. Yeah, hey, yo. Yeah. Hypothetically, you're a homo. Hands down. You're such I can't idiot. Believe you just put your foot in your mouth. No, I... You might as well forget it. That's the best Florida guy.
All right,
John. Thank you.
Hey, guys, roll. Take
right.
it easy.
Bye.
Let's say I was at the glory hole.
Shut up.
Right?
J.D.
And I'm on my knees. And
you got so many issues.
Why do I have issues?
You're having a lot of problems today.
Why?
You got to just keep your mouth shut.
I know. I'm not
coming off real bad today.
I'm not explaining myself well
today. One
more tonight.
Quick thing about my buddy Rick.
Yeah.
All that aggression, that fighting with men stuff.
Yeah.
That's gay. That's gay, too. He just likes to touch guys.
He can't wait to wrestle. He loves...
He must love the crotch hold.
Actually, his crotch...
His move.
His crotch was on my face.
Wow, there you go.
He loved it.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful.
A little too much information.
There's going to be a lot
I don't know if I
would
like
to
be admitting that after all the hypothetical things that are happening.
Before or after the show.
Psycho Mark in the studio. Psycho Mark, what?
His crotch was in my face. We're going to isolate that for months.
Yeah, that's a good clip.
I hear a Ricky Martin song coming on. Thank you, J.D.
Have a good one.
Fine. Was he shaking his bonbon at you?
Yeah, both of them.
All right, man.
So, Mark, why do you live with a gay guy?
Because I'm not afraid to. That's why.
I'm just asking.
That's all.
Look at the position Mark's in right now.
Leaning out, bent over the console.
All right, here we go. Everything's gay in this video. Right?
Yeah, this is getting a little too gay, man.
I am.
Tell you the truth.
All right, there's another scenario for me.
No.
This could be good. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Here we
okay, go. Opie, you're in a bar hanging out with a buddy of yours.
Yeah.
Right? And you both meet the same girl. She goes, I want to take you back home and do both of you. What are you going to do?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Besides putting my foot in my mouth, I'd have a real tough time doing that.
You wouldn't take it. It could be the hottest girl in the world, and you wouldn't take her home with you just because she wants to do you and your buddy at the same time.
Could we be in, like, separate rooms or something?
No. She wants two guys, and she's a stranger. See, you don't know her. You're not in love with her.
All kidding aside, Aunt and I have discussed this, and
right.
And both of us said no way. We wouldn't be able to do it.
All right.
Now you're making it sound like we discussed it because the opportunity.
No, not for us. No.
You absolutely made it sound that way.
We don't have to explain everything on the show. No, we have this.
Dude, you totally made it sound like that.
All right. But, I mean, no, this topic came up, and if I was in a situation with another person that happened to be a male and a girl, and the girl was hot, I don't think I could do it. But there was a bunch of guys that called up laughing, saying, what's the big deal? I did it, and it was no problem.
Might as well just get into pornos. Get paid for it.
All right, Lou.
Bell.
All righty.
All right. This is getting a little too gay, this whole conversation getting a little gay.
Where's the Norm clip? We got to end this segment.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll take one more abuse call for me while we find the Norm clip. Frank, what's up?
I knew it. You were on the jet ski with Ricky Martin. That's out of the bag.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
All these idiots coming up with scenarios. Steve, you're next. What's up?
Opie, if you were in bed with two hot babes and one of them pulled out a strap-on, how would you feel about that?
This guy's laughing his ass off that.
God, you just got to be here when someone puts their foot in their mouth. It's just not fun.
No, you put your own foot in your mouth two times today.
I know. Thank you, Steve.
What's right, the instant guys, feedback saying again. There, man? Anything good on there?
There's nothing on the instant feedback. Joe.
Just people abusing Opie.
What's up?
Hey, besides the fact that you putting your foot in your mouth, I guess you got other things going in your mouth,
all right,
too.
Come on.
Rick Crotch.
There's no way to win this. Where's that?
Homo.
Thank
Where's
you.
Where's that? Norm.
We're trying to find Norm.
That gay.
There's a girl on the line, Donna, who supports me, hopefully.
There you go.
Donna?
Hi, Opie.
Hi.
I support you.
Okay.
I understand what you're when you say that you would be mad if you were saw a guy kissing your girl. That's how that girl that was on the phone, that's what she meant when she said that.
Right, I know.
Like, it's like, you don't want somebody else kissing what's yours or whatever, but it still is funny when you're a fag.
Thank you, Donna. I think I made my point somewhere in there, hopefully.
Somewhere.
If not, screw y'all. I hate you all.
If all y'all.
I hate all y'all. All right, we'll end with our favorite clip that we've played a million times, and we'll be back with more of the Opie and Anthony Show.
Have you ever done anything in your long and storied career that you consider specifically to be in bad taste as you look back on it? Maybe at the time you thought it was a good play, but you look back on it and you think that was in bad taste.
Well, sometimes, like in stand-up, I'll do jokes that are, like one time I was doing this thing in San Francisco, and they were all gay people in the audience, they told me, so I figured I'd
do it. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
No.
So I figured I'd do stuff about gay people so that they could relate to
it. Yeah, it's warm up. They love that.
And so I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these an old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know? And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know? It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that. And I just wondered, I had a hard time believing that these 50, 60-year-old men are actually bragging, you know, at work like they're, hey, Bill, you know, my kid, oh, my God, we're proud of him, Johnny. He graduated from Harvard, you know, first in his class, you know what I mean? Now he's articling over at a law firm, and, oh, yeah, he loves cock. He can't get enough cock in his mouth, his ass, his kids always come. I got a picture of the boy here sucking another man's cock. I want to show it to you.
This one is called Gerbil.
I bought a gerbil at the petting zoo. If Richard Gere can do it, I can too. I get undressed, I start to lube. I stick the gerbil in the end of the tube, wondering just how he'll feel. Will he like it better than his little wheel? Careful now, he's right beside me. One more inch and he's inside me. Go, gerbil, go. Burrow harder, burrow deeper. Be my little chimney. about. So now my gerbil's on Easy Street. It's warm and cozy and there's plenty to eat. The situation is beyond my control. Gotta find a way to get him out of this hole. I try crowbars, I try wires. I almost hurt him with a pair of pliers. I try cheese, but he's not biting. I wish this wasn't so exciting. Go! Jesus, I am such a sucker. Please get out, you furry. I think I am getting ill. Suddenly, he's very, very still. Gerbil died. I guess I have committed gerbicide. Here's some advice. It's very clear cut. If you love your gerbil, don't stick him up your butt. Don't stick him up your butt. Little furry gerbil in your booty hole.
All right.
Wow.
The gerbil song.
Thank you.
The only time you'll ever hear that on the radio.
Hope you taped it.
That's Stephen Lynch.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Grown men jumping all over each other.
Okay, terrific.
WNAW. It's Opie and Anthony. And every day, our support stops by.
Oh, yeah.
Today it's Steve from the unofficial website and Sick Boy from xwrestling.com. Sick Boy going to be in studio tomorrow to help us out with the Rock interview. Rock coming into the studio tomorrow, Anthony. How excited are you?
Finally, the Rock has come back.
Well, he's never been here.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll probably say it anyway.
Yeah, he probably will.
You know what? I just pray he comes in character. I just pray. Because it was, I mean, I'm a huge Mankind fan. And when they were in Jersey and we had him on the ISDN line, we were so excited. We thought he was going to be in character. We were going to have so much fun with him. And he was just like regular Mick Foley. And it was such a letdown. We were so bummed.
Well, some people are fun when they're out of character. Like Al Snow.
Yeah,
Al Snow. Fun, funny just being Al Snow.
Right. Road Dog the second time around was really good.
Real good. Jericho in character knew how to play the game.
Goddamn funny.
You know, we get requests for that damn Chris Jericho interview every single day. We should replay it.
We get emails about it asking to put it up on the site.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what I heard maybe a month after we did that? He was on with Kane, I guess, over at K-Rock. Just awful. It's like, how can you fail with Jericho?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy is on all the time. And he was on. He was trying, but it was obvious Kane was too cool to even be talking to him.
All those guys over there, they're too cool for
the room. Yeah, exactly. So he couldn't even have fun with him or anything.
I'm on K-Rock. That's all that matters. Yeah, I don't even need to try to do a radio show. I'm just too cool.
Don't want anyone to even think I stop by wrestling even while I'm just flipping through the channels. You know what I mean?
Can't be bothered.
I couldn't know anything about this.
Kane's doing VH1 now, too, so that like sort of doubles up.
But, did we replay the Chris Jericho interview during Worst Of?
I don't remember. I think...
We did? Let's find that for tomorrow.
We had requested it, but I don't think it ever got on.
We got to find the Chris Jericho. And the funny thing is, Ant and I have to take the credit for the change in hairstyle of Chris Jericho.
Oh, we will completely take credit for that.
The sperm fountain.
We said it looked like a sperm fountain on top of his head. Absolutely.
We made so many homo references to the poor guy. And the next time he was on Raw...
Yeah,
his hair was completely different.
Yeah, he pulled it way back down on the back of his head. It wasn't sticking up on top. I think I called him Pebbles Flintstone at one point.
Yeah.
It's like the next time you saw him, it was down.
We definitely have to take credit for that. Have to.
Oh, man. But it's going to be something having The Rock in here.
Yeah,
maybe Rick could piss him off and he could
Fight Club.
You know, give him the rock bottom and then the people's elbow on Rick's head. That'd be amazing. Or maybe Spaz can get the people's help.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute. I just remembered something. In the Raw article that you and I did?
Yeah.
Didn't I say that I wanted the people's elbow right to the forehead?
Yeah, you did say that.
That's right. January 2000 issue of Raw featuring O&A. All new stands now.
Absolutely. We'll have to bring that up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I went on record in that magazine as saying I thought Rock was one of the funniest, most entertaining of the WWF. Because I might have the magazine.
He's got it.
Because he's just funny. I mean, to see him this past, what was that, Raw? Monday?
Last night? Two nights ago.
Yeah. Hysterical. Yeah. The guy is consistently funny. I mean, people might think some of his act is running a little thin. I still laugh my bag off every time he goes, you know, what's your name?
I don't think
it doesn't matter what your name.
I don't think his act is running thin at all. And I think
some people have said that on xwrestling.com. I've read some of the postings.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that his gimmick is stale and all that. I think he's just as goddamn funny as he was when he started this, you know, kind of version of the Rock gimmick.
Yeah.
He's just been not only consistently funny, but consistently entertaining in the ring, on the mic. I mean, it's like, with
he's
that
great on the mic
right now, he's the number one guy. He's the top dog.
And you realize how good he is on the mic when you see the people that are really bad on the mic.
Especially if they're, like, doing dueling stuff with The Rock.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's just awful. No match.
Sick Boy's trying to find my quote in the January issue of Raw magazine.
Yeah, I know it's in here somewhere.
I think it's near the end, actually. I think it was one of the last things I said in that article.
Right there.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, here it is.
Opie agrees. Exactly. I want the people's elbow in my forehead.
He asked for it. I get the chance tomorrow, eh?
He'll throw his little elbow pad off into the crowd.
I just hope we're not
three people here.
I just hope we're not disappointed. We'll be all excited, and he'll be like, yeah, you know, I'm The Rock.
You know, The Rock. If you smell what I'm cooking, buy my book.
Yeah. Well, Rock, you know, what about your battle now with the, you know, McMahon-Helmsley era?
Well, right now I'm battling to sell my book.
It'll just be like, come on. Don't do this. Don't do it. We're very excited about tomorrow. Stan, you're next. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering what happened to The Undertaker. Where is he at? Or, you know, what's the storyline with him?
Recovering from a groin injury.
Ow.
Yeah. Every goddamn week they keep saying, The Undertaker's going to be back this Monday on Raw, and it never happens. So they're expecting him to be back on television in some capacity before the Royal Rumble. But, you know, it's only a few weeks away, so I don't know if that's going to happen. I think it probably would have happened already. But I imagine he'll probably be back within the next month. As Jim Ross stated recently on WWF.com, that he's
Jim Ross
healing nicely.
I think
we got ourselves an old-fashioned slobber knocker here, Kane. Slobber knocker.
Here's my prediction, the way The Undertaker comes back, as Kane. That's what I think. It's happened a couple of times before where he dresses up as Kane. I think it would be kind of cool, pull the mask off. Everyone will kind of forget that The Undertaker's done that before. Think Kane is pulling his mask off, and bam, it's The Undertaker.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What's going on with Hulk Hogan?
Nobody knows. Everybody kind of assumed that when Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara...
Everyone knows, brother.
...went to WCW. Like
a brother.
Brother.
Yeah. What a douche.
And brother and bra is the other version of it, which I'll never understand.
Brother Brutai.
What a tall man. Alan, you're next. What's up?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
I really want to know...
Hey, Alan.
Bro.
Alan.
Yeah.
You have pubes yet?
Hell yeah, yo.
Hell yeah, yo, he says. All
right.
Listen, what's up with that whole China and Jericho thing?
I think they're going to fight for another year.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bored with that storyline myself.
It's another angle that's going to drag out forever.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to be done soon.
All right.
You hooked Jericho up with some guys in the ring, for God's sake.
Sal, what's going on?
Phrase it a little differently.
I was just talking about
perhaps. Thank you, Sick Boy.
Sal?
Have him wrestling some guys.
Go ahead, Sal.
Oh, yeah, I was just wondering what's going on with Mankind. Is he, like, coming back or something? It's like Vince McMahon going to do another one of those things when... all of a sudden, they'll just bring someone back or something like that? Or is it going to be he's really gone?
I think it's real obvious what's going to happen.
Cactus Jack.
That's right.
Yep. Making the big return.
They fired Mankind, not Cactus Jack.
Because when he appeared on, was it Raw this week or SmackDown last week, when he helped The Rock out at the end there?
Yeah.
He didn't have his mask on, and
He was looking a little meaner and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's been growing the beard back.
That's true. They didn't buy him as Cactus Jack, only as the Mankind character.
Went through the crowd, too. Yeah. It was a little weird, you know?
I think everyone knows at this point he's coming back as Cactus Jack, so.
Main event at Royal Rumble is supposed to be Triple H versus Cactus Jack for the world title.
Yeah. They did Hell in a Cell again, New Year's Eve.
Watching the replay of that. I never get sick of that.
Freaking Rick's mother-in-law?
No,
my wife were horrified.
Left the room, got sick.
What?
Linda was feeling sick, and as soon as she saw it, she just got sick.
With really?
Mankind, the bloody mess he was. With the teeth sticking out of his nose. And
yeah.
I'm sitting there.
His tongue through the hole under his lip.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I was smiling, but I was trying to put my tongue through the hole that got torn in my lip there.
And I'm snotted on champagne, and I'm like so freaking into this, right? Because they're showing the highlights.
One of the best friggin' matches.
And I'm going to Linda and Linda's mom. Check it out. Look right here. Look, that's his tooth out his nose. Freaking out. And they were just horrified.
Was that when he came through the top of the cage and hit the chair?
Yeah.
Yeah, the chair hit him on the face when he landed and like cracked his tooth. It like cracked one tooth in half and knocked another one out.
Oh. What a great moment.
Yeah.
In sport.
Proud moment in Nick's career.
Yeah.
His wife and children watching horrified.
I got to go on record, though. Best match I've ever seen, the ladder match.
Yeah, the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian.
That was absolutely
freaking believable.
Yeah, that was great. They're trying to milk that, though. That whole
They're dragging
thing.
It out a little too long.
It's like with those four.
Richie, what's up?
Yeah, hey, did you guys see WWF when Mankind did This Is Your Life, The Rock?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Poor
little
old
lady, and The Rock goes, you remember when you never used to let The Rock make pancakes? All you wanted The Rock to do was make donuts. It was the funniest thing ever. And then the girl, he goes, you never let The Rock eat your pie.
Right.
Great. Hey, guys, you're kicking ass. Later.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we encourage you guys to call in with all your Rock stuff tomorrow. Yeah. I think we got him for like an hour. So I just hope he's going to be cool.
Someone wants Fight Club 2000, the first installment, Opie versus The Rock. So he could give you the people's elbow and totally rip you a new ass.
I would take the people's elbow.
Would you?
Why not? Matt, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
We've been seeing the orange symbol, and I know it has to do with Taz, but the orange symbol has all but disappeared lately, and I was wondering, when is Taz going to come in and take everyone's air and choke everyone out and dump them on their head?
Royal Rumble. When he's supposed to debut. Could be sooner. Could be after that. I mean, I don't even think they have it really all figured out yet. But it's going to be within the next few weeks, without a doubt.
All right. Matt, thank you. All right. Dan, what's going on?
Yo, what's up?
All right.
Is it just me, or does Rikishi Fatu look a lot like Yokozuna?
He's Yoko's cousin. That's why.
If you really look at him, he looks a lot like Yokozuna.
Yeah, he's Yokozuna's cousin. That's why they look alike.
WWE's been trying to hide that it wasn't Yokozuna, and I think that's how they brought him back.
No, it's not Yoko. It's his cousin.
All right, whatever.
All right.
Fatu's real name is Rikishi Fatu.
I finally got it down. Angelo.
Moron.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, Angelo.
His name's Anton.
Yeah. What up?
Yeah. Somebody already asked my question, but I got a question. When the hell is Taz going to show up instead of they doing that crappy orange symbol?
Didn't we just answer that?
Yeah, we just answered that. Royal Rumble or maybe a week or so after that.
Are we on delay in the radio station, too?
Yeah, really.
In studio delay? Someone has a question about Ken Shamrock. I hear rumors he's coming back. Is that true? Or?
Yeah, it's been going around the last few weeks that him, The Undertaker, Cactus Jack, and Vince will all be back within like the next 4 to 5 weeks.
And the Stephanie thing, you think that's going to play out soon, hopefully?
I think it's
fun and all, but...
Yeah, I think it's going to drag out for...
Another 6 months, knowing the WWE.
Yeah, I would say a minimum of another month, because it all depends on how long they wait to bring back Vince and Shane.
Right.
But knowing them, it will drag out until, like, friggin' SummerSlam, you know?
I think Stephanie's reached peak hotness without working out. Yeah. Like, she's got to now start really working at her bod.
Yeah.
But she's got a set of guns on her.
Hell yeah.
She's got some cans.
It's amazing what they turned her into.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always
With
thought
the makeup and the hair. Yeah, the hair, and she's got, like, the slut pants on and stuff.
I always thought she was kind of frumpy, and then I'm like, whoa, look at
her. But her bod, she's got to, like, if she does a little work on it, because she's a big girl, you know? She's pretty tall and everything. And then she's got to stop making that... That Shane McMahon, I just smelt a bad fart face. Yeah. You know? She keeps doing that. Yeah, you know, he puckers up the lips and brings them up to her nose and she's like, all right, stop making that face.
If it wasn't for that, Vince's chin, which she unfortunately has, and a big dumper, she'd be like perfect.
Big dumper, yeah. You know what's really hysterical?
Vince isn't coming in here tomorrow, right?
No, Vince.
Oh, he loves this stuff, though.
Yeah.
We trashed his daughter right to his face.
Yeah. The pictures up on the Jumbotron of her
Triple H. The worst shots they ever could have gotten in a million years and put them on either side of the goddamn Titan.
I laugh every time they come on the screen because they're that funny.
Because all you see in the shot of her is the chin and Triple H's nose. That's like all that stands out of those two photos.
Yeah. And Triple H getting damn funny with that whole Chinese guy thing he was doing. That
hung
was
low.
Hung
have,
low.
Have a bad day.
Have a bad
I hung
day.
Low. Hey, Mick Foley.
Too funny. All right. And obviously Stephanie taking care of business her way, and that's how that's going to end up.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty obvious to everyone, though.
Absolutely.
Andy, what's up?
Hey, I heard you guys talking about the Hell in the Cell match. What did you think about the ladder match?
I went on record and said that was the best match I've ever seen.
Those four guys are the most unbelievable wrestlers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They bring so much to the show, and I don't know why one of those two teams isn't the tag champs instead of those other two idiots.
Well, you know.
Who the hell has belts? I don't even remember.
I don't know. They've been changing hands so many times.
I think the Outlaws have it right now.
So, all right.
And they're awful.
Very good, bud.
All right, man.
Yeah, they've lost their heat, huh?
Big time.
They've done the Outlaws.
Oh.
I think DX is pretty much out.
Jason!
Oh, you didn't know.
No, we just don't care.
we stopped paying attention, bro.
We stopped caring.
I got a question for you.
Jesus.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, I haven't watched wrestling since I was a kid, maybe 10 years ago, and I used to see, like, Sergeant Slaughter and Bob Backlund and the Iron Sheik. Whatever happened to those guys? You guys know what happened to them?
The Sheik works, like, indie shows all around the country, believe it or not. He does a lot of personal appearances, like, in southern New Jersey, like, in all these, like, hillbilly towns that they put on shows at, like, firehouses and stuff, and he shows up and poses for pictures. Sergeant Slaughter still works in the front office for the WWF, and Backlund, believe it or not, is actually running for Congress.
Bob Backlund's running for Congress. For what state, you know?
I don't know. He wants to run for president eventually, too. The guy's out of his mind.
Is he a kook, or does he have something, you know, to say?
I just think he's a complete nut. He was campaigning at the Meadowlands on the October 4th Raw. And everybody was just laughing at him. Nobody even knew what the hell he was campaigning for.
Nice.
All right, Jason.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You guys rock.
All right. I think we're done with wrestling. People love it. People hate it. Austin, what's going on with that?
What's today's date? I think it's just a few days away from his neck surgery. Yeah, he's going in on the 11th.
He's definitely going to try to come back, too, right?
Yeah.
It's not over.
6 to 8 weeks of rehab. Then he's going to go through, like, a two-week evaluation period. So there's a possibility he could show up at some capacity at WrestleMania, which is, I think, the first weekend of April.
Cool. All right, Sick Boy. Always a pleasure. Friend of the show.
Yeah,
check out
him tomorrow for the Rock interview.
Yeah. Check out xwrestling.com. Take a break, and we'll be back with more stuff. Stay there.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Booty dooty.
Sometimes you don't.
You guys are going to burn in hell.
Opie and Anthony,
1027.
1027 WNAW. It's the O&A show.
Hola.
It is Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
A little dark now.
Well, I know, but, I mean, we got to mention it just a little bit so it doesn't go completely away, Anthony.
Ew.
Obviously, it's something that works much better in the spring and summer.
Oh, yeah.
And when the spring does hit in another, 8 months, we'll bring it back in full force. But basically, the guys with the wow in their cars and the women, if they feel like it, whip out their lovely cans on the ride home. Whip them out Wednesday.
We've been pretty lucky, I think, to tell you the truth. When you think about it, Could have had snow in November. You know those winters where it's like, oh, it's snowing in November.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even had any snow yet.
None in December.
Nothing.
It was, what, 70 yesterday, 60, whatever it was?
Yeah.
It's going to be,
we got to get through.
It's going to be easy the rest of the week.
Yeah, months, couple months.
You start feeling it around St. Paddy's Day. You start smelling spring.
Booze.
And puke.
Puke in the streets. Ah, the smell of vomit in the streets. Yeah. Vomit down Fifth Avenue.
You could also smell the loose broads. Must be springtime in New York.
Yes.
Right? All right. I'm looking at the list of things we wanted to cover today, and wow, we didn't do a good job at all.
No.
We did discuss Raft Boy.
We ran off at the mouth today.
We did discuss strap-on lesbo sex. We didn't really discuss who wants to be the coach of the Jets because it's like, whatever.
It's been done to death.
I know, and every other station. I think Parcells has to come back, though, now. He has to save face and go, oh, jeez.
You think?
Without a doubt. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
What the hell are they going to do?
Without
rumor has it Jimmy Johnson wants to come to New York.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Parcells comes back. And then the press will make a big deal that, like, Vinny talked him back into it, Ant.
There's no good coach out there that could come to New York.
Marty could come here, right? Schottenheimer. I think he's free. Who else is free? Jimmy Johnson.
Ray Rhodes? Marshall.
So there's a few candidates out there, but...
Look at our sports break. How about that?
John Rocker thrown out of a bar twice in New Orleans.
Really?
Hilarious, man. When you shoot your mouth off like John Rocker has,
yeah,
you got to expect the abuse is going to come your way wherever you go.
Uh-huh.
I guess he was down on Bourbon Street in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And drinking and stuff with some hot chick and like a couple of his buds and stuff.
Nylons.
And they're pouring drinks from the balcony onto his head, and then he wants to go on the balcony and beat the guy up. And it's just a whole scene down there.
Ah, that's pretty good.
So, and what else didn't we discuss today? Oh, the Ted and Jane thing. Who cares? Do you care that Ted Turner and Jane Fonda are splitting up, Ant?
Do I care?
Yeah.
No. Although those numbers look pretty funny.
What do you mean?
Boy, you see how much cash he's got? Ted Turner?
He's got a lot of money, yeah.
It's like Ted and Jane. Let's see. Where is it? I had it in there. I think it's in the Post. Like, she's got a hell of a lot of money. Because she, in her own right, here it is, movies and everything and that stupid workout video, and she has some Time Warner stock. She's worth $219
million. $219
million. Mil.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Sure.
You would think you could, you know, how old is she now?
60, I think.
62.
All right, 62. Yeah. You think with 219 mil, you could live out the rest of your life pretty comfortably?
Very comfortably.
Easily.
And Ted, on the other hand, has a $9.1 billion. Now, you know damn well that this twat is going to want half of his $9.1 billion.
Yes, she is.
And do you think she deserves half it? Absolutely not. What the hell did she do? She's got $53 million of Time Warner stock that she wouldn't have had if it wasn't for this guy. Jesus Christ.
So you think it's not fair?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, you know there was a prenup, you know,
yeah,
that setup. I mean,
yeah. How long they've been married, though? I mean, how much?
I don't know. It seems like forever we've seen him falling asleep at baseball games. Doesn't it seem like, I don't know, years?
It's like 8 or 10 years.
Yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
I thought it was longer than that, though.
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, I'm just looking at the numbers.
The numbers. All right. We didn't really get to touch on Rosie O'Donnell adopting a third child.
What's this woman doing? Eating them? I need another one. The first two were real tasty.
Yeah.
God, a third kid. You ever feel bad for, like, dogs walking down the street? You look at their owner and go, that poor dog has no clue his owner's like a dirtbag or like ugly or just stupid.
You know, I have
something.
I thought that. You feel so freaking sorry for the pets.
Poor damn dog. You know, you just want a dog to be in the house with the American family and playing ball in the yard with the kid. Sure.
But even serial killers have little puppies and dogs and stuff, you know?
Yeah. You know, you feel bad for them.
Ugh.
Sometimes you see some guy dragging a dog around, you're like, oh, you just feel bad. I got to feel bad for these O'Donnell kids. They're being adopted by her. Yeah, okay, they got the cash and stuff. But look, you're going to have, like, Dyke-O-Rama going on in the house. I don't know. She says she keeps a male, like a father figure.
No. The paper said a male nanny.
Male nanny, yeah.
That's even worse than having two moms, let's say.
That's what she said is the father figure, like the
male nanny. How many male nannies do you know, Anthony?
None. Let's see. None. Yes, none. I rechecked, and it is none. Male nanny.
You got Rosie O'Donnell as a mother and a male nanny being around. It's still two homos raising the kids. Christ.
Male nanny.
The kid's going to be screwed up either way.
Rosie!
The equation still doesn't work, no matter how you slice it.
Well, that's great. We could look forward to seeing her and her three kids at the women's basketball games.
And in rehab.
The WNBA?
Yeah. She's not going to stop there, though. She wants, like, a huge family. She'll probably end up adopting seven or eight kids.
Oh, good. Great.
Like Mia Farrow and those
She
loves Mia Farrow.
She looks up to her. Look how great some of those kids turned out.
Oh, yeah.
So, Bang and Woody.
And I think we discussed everything else today, Ann.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. We yelled and screamed at Letterman for bumping Adam last night.
Oh, what a piss off that is.
We didn't get to play You Might Be a Homo If today. That could have been fun.
Yeah, that's always a game for the future. I'm sure. What do you think? We'll never again speak of homo issues.
Anthony's up.
We're due for another one. Homo Central.
This 5 minutes for now. This is the longest we've gone without saying something homo.
I don't know what it is.
Like a whole 17 seconds.
I don't know what it is. I think it's just something about when you hang out with your friends. Like, hey, shut up, you fag. Hey, homo. Hey, what are you doing over there? Just constantly you're throwing that fag thing at your friends. You're, like, just throwing the word.
Yep.
You fag.
All right, Ant. I think this is a good time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show?
I'll start. Nothing.
I don't know.
I didn't learn a damn thing today.
Well, the listeners always come up with some good stuff. 212-757-1027 as we wait for the phone calls to pop in here. Don't forget, tomorrow on the show, The Rock from the WWF. Very excited about that tomorrow.
Live in our studio.
And I think we got Jeffrey Ross coming in tomorrow possibly as well.
Oh, yeah?
The Roaster, who was very, very funny the last time he was in here with Jimmy Kimmel. I think we set that up. I'm not positive, though. All right, let's start off. What did we learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today with Mike? Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
All right.
Hey, I learned that Opie mastered putting his foot in his mouth. I was wondering who was going to reach for next.
I put my foot in my mouth a couple times today. All right, man.
Thank you.
You
guys.
All right.
You guys bulge.
All right. It better get a little better than that, or we're going to cut the show off. Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys. I learned that Ricky Martin, if the singing career doesn't work out, he would become a male nanny for Rosie O'Donnell.
That's pretty good. That's good.
Pumpkin head.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
I need another baby. Send me another baby. Get in my belly.
In my belly.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Marty.
Chili.
Hello, Marty.
Hello.
He stole that movie, by the way.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what's up, Marty?
We learned that you changed the call letter three times in 3 days. It was N-E-W on Monday, W-A-Y-H on Tuesday, for What Are You High? And today it's W-G-A-Y.
Yeah. All right, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty.
We're striking out today, gang.
He's a little trying at being clever there.
We're limping to the finish line. Len, you're next. What did we learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today?
I learned that double-end and dildos make great radio antennas.
Yeah!
Bravo.
Now that's the stuff we're looking for.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you, Len. Damon, what's going on? Damon.
Kill Spaz.
What's your name? Dude, you're on the air.
Yeah, he knows. He's trying to listen to himself.
Wow, this went nowhere today.
See, they did learn nothing.
Russian roulette.
Yeah. That's what it is. You plunk them down and...
Exactly.
Sometimes
only
they
this
work.
Time there's bullets in every chamber. We keep shooting ourselves over here.
And we're so pathetic, we keep trying to make something happen, you know? Oh, like there's nothing...
What's this weak stuff, white man? I'm ready to pack it in. You're trolling.
I'm trolling. We got 3 minutes before...
Come on!
Oh! Have you honestly listened to him?
I got to say, when we're in the office and it's on the PA, I listen to it for the time it takes me to lunge at it and turn it off. And then if I'm in my truck and I start it up and NEW was left on for my drive-in listening to the chick, that split second till I could change the station. But that's about it. So I hear like, ta! That's about it.
When did he start, like mid-September?
Yeah.
I think I listened for the first 2 weeks. I have no clue. I have not listened in at least 2 months.
And you'd think, you know, after everything, we would have listened at least during the holidays to see if there was some fun Yule log stories. But nothing.
You only heard that on this show on Worst Stuff.
Yes.
What a Yule log. Hey, Dave, you're next. What did you learn on the show today?
I learned that anybody who thinks that one woman doing another with a strap on is not sexy should be riding the jet ski with Ricky Martin.
All right, very good. So you're into the strap on lesbo set.
Oh, how could you beat it?
All right, very good. Speaking of which, give me my penthouse back.
Yes. A couple of good examples.
That's where we got it from. Always makes for some good looks on the Long Island Railroad on the way home. As you just casually open it up like this when you sit across from someone, you're just like...
On the train.
Oh, man, you get the most horrific looks. They're great. All right, I mean, you guys have let us down today at the end of the show.
Struck out on the learning thing. Well, some days, I guess, teachers in school feel the same way. The bell rings, the class leaves, and they feel they've accomplished nothing.
We should have changed the question at the end of the show today to, you might be a homo if. That would have worked a lot better today.
Maybe tomorrow.
Hope should shut mouth. Hope getting in touch with feminine side.
Hope developed taste for man crotch.
See that? I would go to it, but it's based on nothing.
Yeah.
Learn a little of homo in everyone.
What?
Tim.
A little bit of homo.
No, let me clarify this first. He got it wrong.
All right, go ahead, Tim.
I said not to take the wrong way. There's a little bit of homo in all of us, but there's a hell of a lot more in you, Opie. in all ways mentioned.
Thank you.
All right.
What an idiot. We want to finish on an up note. We try every night to finish on an up note.
Ah, man.
Too late. There's just nothing there.
No.
All right.
Checking the radio message board. I think he still has it shut down, Opie.
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure our listeners are still pounding that.
We'll wait until after we're off the air. But
hey, Rick,
remember,
there
is a link on the unofficial website.
Do we have to give these away tonight, or can we wait till tomorrow?
No, we can wait till tomorrow.
All right.
FenzerMusic.com, by the way.
Yes.
F-O-U. It's good spasm here to yell it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Steve's here from the unofficial website, foundrymusic.com. And Sick Boy, thanks for stopping by from xwrestling.com. And with that, see, I'm trying, but there's just nothing on the phone, so.
No.
We'll see you guys tomorrow, too. Thanks for listening.
What's this doing here?
Don't even try to figure it out. Just go along with it.
Whatever. 102.7.